The following is a presentation of Team Glory Sports.
The Georgia High School Association and WGTJ Radio presents the 2023 Class AAA State Football Playoffs. In the opening round of the high school football state playoffs, the Lumpkin County football team proved they could win games in dominating fashion with a 52-6 win over Gordon Lee. But last week, they showed they could win a close one, winning on the final play of the game against Oconee County in double overtime.
Snap, hold, kick is up, kick is good ball game, Will Staples. They advance to the next round, 45-42.
This week, it's the Elite Eight, the quarterfinals of the Class AAA State Football Playoffs, live from the Borough Grounds at Cottrell Field in Lumpkin County, as the Indians take on the Raiders of Savannah Christian, with the winner to play in the Final Four and the semifinals coming up next week. And we count down to kickoff in a nice ball game on the Longstreet Cafe pregame show. It all begins with a kickoff now.
97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ Radio presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Welcome to the countdown to kickoff of tonight's game with the Longstreet Cafe pregame show. Let's go to the field for tonight's game on 97.5 Glory FM.
It's the last Friday in November, and Lumpkin County is still playing football, making history each and every week. This week, the Indians are one of 18 remaining in the Class AAA State Football Playoffs, and the state championship comes to Dahlonega, Joe.
Yeah, it's really cool, Mike. You know, Coach Heath Webb and the Indians, this year's group, last year's group, set a precedent. This year's group has passed that precedent. They're 12-0. They won the region the first time ever. They've advanced the farthest of any team in the school history. They've got a really, really good crowd here on hand tonight. They had a really good crowd last week. The crowd's amped up. A lot of folks going around hugging each other, all excited. You know, and the cool thing is Indians win tonight. Guess what? They're home again next week. So that'd be a really, really cool thing to be playing with your Final Four game here. But got to get through a tough Savannah Christian team tonight. They're 10-2. Coach Baker Woodward brings them in here. They lost. They finished two, and then they finished second to a really tough team, Calvary Day, who won that region, and they're also in the Elite Eight also. It's if you look at the points scored and points allowed this year, Lumpkin County scored 524 and allowed 215. Savannah Christian is hot on the heels. They've scored 507 and only given up 198. So they're third in AAA in total points, and Lumpkin County second in AAA in total points with the 524. So they're right neck and neck and playing some good. Might wind up being a shootout. Of course, Gary, we say that a lot, and it winds up being a defensive battle.
Well, yeah, and it just depends on which teams show up, Joe, and how they match up. Everything's all about matchups, how you match up with the other team and how your personnel matches up with theirs. I mean, you got a team coming in, the Raiders of Savannah Christian, as you already said, 507 yards and over 42 points a game. I mean, that's pretty strong. And then the defense only gives up a little under 20 a game.
Mm-hmm.
But over the last three, they've given up more. And that's kind of what Lumpkin County did, you know. Mm-hmm. Lumpkin County was in the top five in defense most of the season, but now they're 16th. Over the first few games, they allowed just a little under 12 a game. But over the last, they've given up almost 27 a game.
So the defense had two huge stands last week.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Well, and it's opportunistic defense. It's defense when it matters. And I mean, that kind of seems to be the way at all levels of football now. You just get in a lot of shootouts, a lot of scoring. It looks like basketball scores. But, hey, if you're the guy that winds up with the other team and below you in the scoring column, that's all that matters.
That's right. All it takes is one point. I like for them to be decided midway or close to the end of the game. So,
coming up next on 97.5 Glory FM, you'll hear from Coach Heath Webb. He'll tell you about what he thinks about what they did this week, and also playing this evening here from the Borough Grounds at Cottrell Field is Lumpkin County and Savannah Christian in the quarterfinals of the Class AAA State Playoffs. We got more for you coming up next to the Longstreet Cafe pregame show.
Sure, Santa. I'll hold.
Aw, calling Santa with your Christmas list, Hope?
No, he's calling me to place his Lawn Street Cafe order.
Sure, and I bet he wants cookies and milk.
No, he gets enough of that on the road. His favorite is country fried steak.
What? No figgy pudding?
Here, Mary, ask him.
Hello, Santa.
Ho, ho, ho. Figgy pudding? When there's banana pudding from Long Street Cafe? Mary? Hello?
Merry Christmas and happy birthday to Jesus from Mon Street Cafe with two Gainesville locations.
Murphy's Law says, if something can go wrong, it will. Like your heat going out during a cold snap. But Brooke's Law says, don't wait in the cold. I'm Brooke with Conditioned Air Systems. And if your heat stops working this winter, you have two choices. Wait a while until someone else can get there or call us anytime for fast service. If you don't like to wait, especially in a cold house, remember to obey Brooke's Law. Call us at 770-536-7509. Conditioned Air Systems and Train, keeping North Georgia comfortable.
Welcome back to Lumpkin County Playoff Football on 97.5 Glory FM. Counting down to the kickoff in a nice game with Savannah Christian. Time to talk now with Coach Heath Webb getting ready for a nice ball game. Coach, tell me about this week. How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it's been fantastic. You know, it's much to be thankful for. This community, this football team, my family, you know, things are just things are great. And it's a nice reminder to have this little holiday to remind us to be thankful and grateful, and it's been a great week, and the kids have been awesome. We had a good time this week.
I know it's a new experience, so how do the players adjust in not being in school and also with the Thanksgiving holiday getting ready for this game tonight?
Well, I think the fact that you're a quarterfinal team provides a lot of motivation. Our guys were just excited to be practicing, a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm. Maybe having no school was helpful to kind of help create more energy, kind of take that piece off the plate a little bit. But all in all, it's been very good.
It's so interesting as a fan to see how your team has played here. You have a dominating win against Gordon Lee, and then you found out you can win on the last play of ball game there against Oconee County.
And we knew Oconee would be a very good opponent and a very good football team. A team with a lot of playoff history and pedigree. We knew that one was going to be a battle, and it was good to see us not flinch in those moments and go find a way to win it.
It's interesting, too, that four of the eight remaining teams, two are from Region 7, two are from Region 3.
Yeah, I think that tells you, the quality of football that is spread out amongst the state. Those teams out of Savannah are very good, and you feel like us two up here in North Georgia are pretty darn good, too.
Absolutely. All right, Coach, tell me about what you know about Savannah Christian.
Very talented team they've got special players on the defensive line. They've got two defensive linemen that will be household names if they're not already. Two guys that are in the recruiting world are considered to be five-star kind of guys. They obviously present some challenges for us, but feel like we're up for that challenge, and they've got a lot of team speed, and they played good competition. Two losses on the season. One of those was to Calvary Day, who's the number one team in AAA at the moment, and to Marist, who's a 6A quarterfinalist. So they've been through the gauntlet, but we feel like we have too, and should be a great matchup.
It's funny in a sense, seeing the game going last week, for example, you saw how one player can be so dominant as he was there for Oconee County, scoring all those touchdowns the way he did, and as awesome as he was. But at the same time, your team, everybody on this team, has been so involved in winning these games, and everybody has an important role.
Yeah, no doubt. We know that we're going to have to spread the love around. If you focus on Mason Sullins, Cal can beat you with his feet. Cal can beat you with his arms. Our receivers can make plays, as evidenced last week by Nolan Matthews, those two big touchdown receptions that he had. So we feel like, we don't have, highly recruited kids and all that sort of thing. What we do have is a bunch of hardworking guys that play together as a team, play together as a unit, and we feel like that's our advantage.
and you had a purple wall there, you know, there in that overtime period, your defense. And again, that's what wins championships.
Yeah, no doubt. And a big part of that too, that goes unseen and goes unspoken about, is our preparation. Our defensive staff, our players, and our game plan, you know, Monday through Thursday, knew that in that situation, what play was left. And credit to our defensive staff for, the hard work that they do in the film room and preparing for ball games and coming up with game plans, and credit to our players for being coachable and being teachable and being ready for that moment.
So what kind of game can we expect tonight?
You know, I think it's going to be a hard-fought ball game at the line of scrimmage. We're going to have to make plays in the passing game. At the same time, we feel like we can do some things in the running game as well, even though they are very talented on the defensive line. They do a lot of things on offense. They'll jump back and forth from a wing tee offense to a spread offense to a double tight end power offense. So they do a lot of things. So we've got to be prepared for each one of those things as they come.
And the fun thing is, you got another chance for your seniors to play one more game at the Burial Grounds next week.
No doubt about it. It's something that we know is out there, and this group of seniors is so special. You know, we don't want it to end for them, so we're going to keep fighting for them.
All right, we're counting down to kickoff. It's Savannah Christian taking on the Indians at Lumpkin County. We got more for you coming up next here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Sure, Santa, I'll hold.
Aw, calling Santa with your Christmas list hope?
No, he's calling me to place his Long Street Cafe order.
Sure, and I bet he wants cookies and milk.
No, he gets enough of that on the road. His favorite is country fried steak.
What? No figgy pudding?
Yeah, Mary, ask him.
Hello, Santa.
Ho, ho, ho. Figgy pudding? When there's banana pudding from Long Street Cafe? Mary? Hello?
Merry Christmas and happy birthday to Jesus from Mon Street Cafe with two Gainesville locations.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Sure, Santa, I'll hold.
Aw, calling Santa with your Christmas list hope?
No, he's calling me to place his Long Street Cafe order.
Sure, and I bet he wants cookies and milk.
No, he gets enough of that on the road. His favorite is country fried steak.
What? No figgy pudding?
Yeah, Mary, ask him.
Hello, Santa.
Ho, ho, ho. Figgy pudding? When there's banana pudding from Long Street Cafe? Mary? Hello?
Merry Christmas and happy birthday to Jesus from Mon Street Cafe with two Gainesville locations.
Opportunities are often found in the most unexpected places. Hello, this is Matt Nix with Duplicating Products, your local Canon, Savin, and HP dealer. After 48 years in business, we've seen a lot of opportunities along with some pretty big challenges. Sometimes they're one and the same. If you have an opportunity for a new business partner or a current challenge in your office, turn to us at Duplicating Products. We'll do everything possible to deliver the best solution and an honest partnership. Call us at 770-532-9932. And see us online at duplicatingproducts.com.
Dear Lord, we come to you this evening on behalf of all of our athletes, coaches, students, administrators, and fans of every school in this great area of ours. God, we ask that you would protect each one involved in our contest tonight, keeping them from injury. And it's our prayer that whatever's done tonight, whether it's coaching, playing football, playing an instrument, cheering, or simply offering encouragement, may it all be done with enthusiasm as something done for the Lord and not for men. May tonight's event honor and glorify our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it's in his name we make this prayer. Amen.
Welcome back to the Long Street Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
And the band to go with the playing of the national anthem this evening here from the Burial Grounds at Cottrell Field, along with Gary Glenn and Joe Gailey, back in the studios in Gainesville, producing the game as always. Nathan Laddie, I'm Mike Warford. Welcome to 97.5 Glory FM, your radio station for North Georgia sports. Our coverage of the Class AAA State Football Playoffs, history again being made as the Indians are in the quarterfinals of the state playoffs, something nobody would ever thought would happen, Joe.
Now, it's really cool, and to think that it's got these kids did what they did last year, made it to the first round. Oconee County came in with a senior-laden team and laid it to them last year. This year they come in and win the first round, kind of like they lost the first round last year. They go up against that same Oconee County team, and it was a dogfight to the end. And Will Staples, who wound up being the player of the week for Lumpkin last week, winds up hitting the game winner in the second overtime. But as Gary said a while ago, two huge defensive stops, one in the overtime, second overtime by Lumpkin County to get the win for them last week.
And also the one there, the end of regulation, which gave them a fourth down on the 19-yard line.
Yep.
Coach Hall decided to punt the football. We got a great return from Harper Davenport, yep, sending up the game tying touchdown to go into the overtime.
Exactly. So, as Gary said a few minutes ago, you got to get contributions from everywhere. And, you know, this year, Mason Sullins has been the lead dog, him and Cal Faulkner. Mason's got over 2,000 yards, one of the top five in the state with the rushing yards. He's got 11,100 games, 167 yards a game for his average, 31 touchdowns total, 288 carries. Luke Evans is averaging 57 yards a game receiving. Cal Faulkner has got a total of 31 touchdowns, 16 running, and 15 passing, and he's averaging 71 yards a game rushing the ball.
So let's go get the starting lineups, okay?
Right, starting lineups. I'll flip over my sheet here. And for Savannah Christian, and it's kind of different a little bit tonight, Mike, because on their side they've got some slot areas in there. But the wide receivers will be number 6, Jamari McAvory. Another wide receiver, number 9, David Busey. The along the front of the line, Jarrell Howell, number 73, number 72, Jordan Dillon, number 50, Luke Gunn, number 65, Tyson Gross, and number 66, Noah Davis. Quarterback will be number 3, Blaze Thomas, and running back will be number 4, Zoe Smalls. The slot runners will be, then they'll move around to receiver or slot, number 11, Kenry Wall, and number 28, Carson Taylor. Defensively, for the Indians, they'll run a 3-4 to start with, and I'm sure they'll cheat some up. Number 55, Connor Grelick will be a defensive end, along with 34, Dakota Bennett. The nose guard will be 63, Zeke Cochran. Linebackers, number 28, Gerald Walker. 35, Nate Gilliland. 22, Will Wood. And 23, Preston Cox. Cornerbacks, 11, Trent Mobley. And 5, Luke Evans. And the safeties will be Harper Davenport, number 2, and A.J. Scott, number 30. On the other side of the football, offensively, for the Indians, you'll have wide receiver number 6, Nolan Matthews, and number 2, Harper Davenport, number 5, Luke Evans. Tight end will be number 4, Walker Scott. Along the line, tackle 62, Will Soles. Guard number 75, Lane McColeman. Center 60, Matthew Reese. The other guard, Jacob Garmany, number 54, and number 50, Trent Brookshire will be the other tackle. Quarterback will be number 1, Cal Faulkner, and the running back will be 32, Mason Sullins. Kickoff will be handled by Jose Nieto. The extra point and the field goal will be Will Staples. Punter will be Cal Faulkner. Defensively for the Savannah Christian Raiders, what I could gather off the sheet that they sent us, Mike, they'll run a 5-2. They've got defensive end, LaDamian Guyton, number 18, defensive tackle, number 76, Davion Melton, nose tackle 52, Isaiah Redmond. Reed Penrose will be a defensive tackle, and Elijah Griffin, one of the big guns for him, number 95, will be the other defensive end. The two backers, number 1, Jaden Miles, and number 5, David Busey. Defensive backs will be Weston Hughes, number 16, number 5, Noah Stone, number 15, Ethan Hudspeth, and number 6, Jamari McAvory. So there's your starters for this evening's game.
And with that, too, we found out the officials, Joe, are from the Northeast Georgia Official Association.
Northeast Georgia. That's the group out of Athens, I believe.
Yeah, and I've got them.
All right.
The referee is going to be Taylor Murray. Umpire is Ricky White. Line judge is Jason Rowletter. Head linesman is Tim Burke. Field judge is Kenny Tate. Side judge is Nathan Banks. Back judge is Shane Smith. On the electric clock is Tyler Hooper. Play clock's Terry Dunn. And on the chains, Antonio Cooper, Arsenio Cooper, and Jeremy Flannoy. So there you go.
All right.
Man in the white hat is Taylor Murray.
And they'll be very important in this ballgame, guys. You know what?
They could. They could be. You hope that they aren't, but they very well could be, as Mike just said. Trying to get the captains now as Lumpkins are down there huddled up in the corner with one of the line judges. I do see Mason Sullins. I also see Dakota Bennett, I believe, down there as a captain. Not sure who the other two are, and I'll have to look across the way when Savannah Christians come out.
The big thing, too, buddy, is if you want to see, like last week,
get the coin toss to go your way, get the football, and score early.
Yep, if they can score early and go ahead and show the visitors that, hey, we can score too, that'll make a big, big difference for them right there, I do believe.
And, Gary, you heard Coach Heath Webb talking about the offense for the Savannah Christian team, a very multiple-look team. They'll go any way from a wing tee to a multiple set, like a pro-style offense.
Well, their quarterback's got 13 touchdown passes, and their running back's averaging over 116 yards a game and 26 touchdowns for him. So, yeah, you got some people that's got some offensive firepower. But when you look at Lumpkin County, look at Mason Sullins, 2,000-yard rusher. And you look at the quarterback, Cal Faulkner. He's got 2,218 yards rushing and passing. Guys, that is two men that's got you over 4,000 yards of offense right there between those two guys. I mean, that's pretty impressive right there.
Absolutely, no doubt about that. And you look at them going to the next level and be curious to see where they end up playing college football at later on. Because you think right now they would have to be going somewhere, Gary.
Well, you would think so. At least somebody should be interested in them. On the other side, you got on the defense, you got some really people that are really key for both teams. You got Will Wood for the Indians, averaging about seven tackles a game. Gerald Walker, Nate Gillen, about five a game. For the Raiders, you got Jaden Miles, is averaging over nine tackles a game. And then you got Guyton and Busey. Busey also an offensive threat. They're averaging about seven tackles a game. They got one guy, Griffin, who's got over 15 sacks on the year. Now, how about that? That's pretty impressive right there, too.
Well, you know, last week we saw a dominant running back there for Oconee County. This team has two dominant running backs. You got to watch out for that this evening.
Yeah, they've got two. That's Henry Boy and Small. Small's got nearly 1,400 yards running himself, and Henry kind of slides in there at times and does some damage himself.
All right, let's go down to the field and get with Gary and the official, and the captains come out. We'll get the coin toss and get ready for the kickoff of the Class AAA State quarterfinals. Eight teams are left. It's ironic on the other side, the number two team from Region 7, Wesleyan, is down in Savannah, taking on that region champion, the Region 3 champs, Calvary Day. Winner of this game plays either Monroe area or Carver of Columbus next Friday night. And the Indians will
these teams apart, Joe.
Here you go, Gary.
Shake hands. How you doing, sir?
Good luck to y'all. Good luck to y'all. They're hard, they're family. None of this.
All right, gentlemen. I'm Mr. Murray. This is Mr. White. We are honored to call this game tonight, the quarterfinals of the 3A GHSA playoffs. As such, you and captains in the biggest game of the year, we expect to see some leadership from you. No trash talking. Keep your other players under control. Keep yourselves under control. All we want to do, we want you to hit hard. We just want to make sure it's clean and legal. Okay. Savannah, you obviously are the visiting team. I have a special coin. White, the football, is heads. On the back, the American flag is tails. Number nine, you're my visiting captain. What do you call, sir?
Tails.
He calls tails. Tails it is. Savannah Christian, you have won the toss.
You won the ball.
Savannah ball. Christian, you won the they will receive.
Captain David Busey called tails. It was tails. He didn't even hesitate. So we want. He kind of a little half smile and said, "We want the ball."
All right. Coming up next, the Indians will kick off as we get ready for the kickoff of tonight's game here on 97.5 Glory FM.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
Celebrating 25 years of broadcasting the excitement of local high school football, 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Tonight's game is brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Duplicating Products, Riverside Pharmacy, EMC Security, Siphon Logistics, and by Autry's Ace Hardware. It's time for the kickoff of Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ.
Time to tee it up here from the Barrel Grounds at Lumpkin County. Today's game being brought to you also in part by Mills Fuel Service and by Stringer Insurance. And now with kickoff, here's Joe Gailey.
Thank you, Mike. Get the picture, ladies and gentlemen. We have Lumpkin County all in purple with their old gold helmets, the LC and the Spear, white numbers. On the other side of the pasture here, we've got Savannah Christian, red helmets, white tops, red without black outline, and black pants. Lumpkin ready to kick off as Jose Nieto and back deep to catch it for Savannah Christian. Get some numbers here. You've got number 11. Henry Hall Wall is one of them. Going to be short, come down to an up back at the 19, to the 20, the 25, 30, 35, get to a hole. That's number four, Smalls, across the 45 out to about the 46 to 47. So Smalls, the main running back, caught it around the 19 and brought it back out to the 46. Bumped off a guy about to 35 and got about 8 or 9 more yards there, out to about the 47, I believe, is where they're going to put the ball down. First and 10 for the Raiders.
Well, Nolan Matthews came blitzing off the side, Joe, and caught him. Otherwise, he might have been off to the races.
Might have been. Blaze Thomas is the quarterback. You've got spread out everywhere. You've got Wall and Taylor kind of in slot positions. Outside men are Jamari Ivory and David Ducey. Empty setback quarterbacks under center. Don't see that much. You're going to hand off quickly. Coming to this side. That's Wall. Wall's going to get out. No gain on it as they spread it out nicely. Do the Indians and really pushed it to the corner that time. One of the guys pushing out there was number 10, Andrew Ross. Was helping to push it and string it out that time, Gary. Only got a yard.
Yeah, Nate Gilliland also 10 and 35 over there pushing him out. Yeah, Lumpkin County that time was in a five-man front designed to stop the run. They went with a run on first down. I think they're going to wind up giving him about a yard, Joe.
Two wideouts. Now they're back in the regular set. One guy's in the shotgun. Smalls to the left of his quarterback. He's going to go the other side. They killed him, and they're going to knock him down for a two-yard loss. Back at the 45. Huge, huge stop right there. Dakota Bennett in. One of them, Gary.
Dakota Bennett also in there. Dakota, hey, listen, 6'3", 211. Good size for Dakota. He's one of the bigger guys on that Lumpkin County line. They got guys that are 200 pounds and more, but they're tall, so they don't look all that big when you look at them from a distance. But up close, they're pretty impressive. And that time, threw him back, lost 2 yards, third and 11.
Raiders look over to the sideline. Now they come up out of the, not huddle, but looking at their coaches, they split it out. Three wideouts across the line. One guy in the slot, Thomas with Smalls behind him. In the running back, ball's on the 45. You go look to throw, got the screen on the far side, out to the 45, trying to cut inside, he does. He only gets about the 50, right across the 50 to the 49. So when he only picked up about 6 yards, it's going to be fourth down and about 5 yards, 4 yards to go.
I think Trent Mobley had him around the legs, but, you know, he had about three or four of his guys over there keeping him bottled up over there. So it's going to bring up 4-6.
And looks like is that number 34? Can't really get the number. Christian Johns is going to be the kicker, the punter. He'll stand at his own 36 to receive it back as A.J. Scott and Cal thought. Ah! Oh, they faked it. Went right up the middle. Fake me, too. Smalls has the ball. Going down to 30, the 25, the 20. How about that, ladies and gentlemen? He just faked everybody out, including your announcer, and he got all the way down inside the 20 to about the 19.
Wow. Walker Scott. No, it's Harper Davenport. He saved a touchdown there.
Yep.
Man, and then I looked up, and they weren't punting the ball here, like you said, Joe. They were And off to the races down the sideline. A big gamble early.
Yep, first down and 10. Inside the 20 at the 19. Smalls comes to this side. The 15. Down to the 10. Cuts inside. Out of bounds inside the 5. Around the 3. They're going to say he's down at the, yeah, okay, he's down at the 4. That one back judge was back at the goal line, so he didn't get that far. He's right there at the 4, I believe, is where they're going to spot it down between the 4 and the 5.
Shades of the old wing T counter time.
Yep.
Quarterback just reversed his field after taking the snap, turned around and handed it.
Up under center, the handoff to Smalls. Smalls goes in, and he makes it. It looks like he's going to be about an inch or two short of the touchdown. One of the big linemen saying he got it, but the referees are saying, no, not yet. He's just inside the one. It'll be second and goal. So on that fake punt, and I literally had me fake that. I was looking for the long snap. Johns, the punter, jumped way up in there and took off the other way, and there was no football to be had. They run it in there, give it to Smalls. Touchdown, Raiders.
Second and inches. Big Smalls just takes it on in.
Big Zoe Smalls, as I said earlier, over 1,300 yards on the season rushing the football. And he's got 26 touchdown, giving 27 now. As they take the early lead with 9:35 in the quarter. The extra point man is going to be Ethan Bird. Bird will be spotted down at the 10. Snap the hole, the kick is up, and it is... good, 7-0, Savannah Christian.
And we're back at 1 minute live from Lonega. This is Lumpkin County Playoff Football on 97.5 Glory FM.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
We're so proud to announce that Autry's Ace Hardware now carries a full line of EGO battery-powered equipment.
And what a full line it is. Trimmers, blowers, chainsaws, and a universal battery that powers every piece of EGO equipment for convenience and savings.
These tools definitely have impressive power, which is surely why EGO is the number one rated brand in cordless power.
Yep, and Autry's Ace is also a certified EGO service center.
Come check out the EGO outdoor power equipment at Autry's Ace Hardware, Thompson Bridge Road in Gainesville.
Well, it's time to punch and counterpunch now. Time for the Indians to do something.
Caden Cheatham will do the kickoff for the Raiders. He'll kick it from the 40. High end over end will come down about the 11. That'll be number 6, Nolan Matthews. And he's going to get stuck around the 25, I do believe, and brought down right there at about the 27, Gary.
Yeah, blitzing down on the kick coverage team that time was Isaiah Redmond. I just looked at how big Smalls is, 5'9", 190. So he's not so small, is Smalls. And that time he just pulled his way in the end zone. It was less than a yard, Joe. The nose of the football was almost on the goal line. They almost scored the play before that, and Smalls went in contested but standing up.
Faulkner in the shotgun. Mason Sullins off to his right. Four wideouts for the Indians. First and 10 at their own 28-yard line. Hand off to Mason. Mason cuts inside, 45. Or 35 up to the 40. Still pushing. Got the first down out to the 43.
Well, Busey had a hold of his jersey and finally wound up dragging him down along with some help. But that was a good, strong run that time by Mason.
Beautiful block by Garmany, Reese, and McColeman to get him open. First and 10 at the 43. Hand off to Sullins again. Sullins has it. He's only going to get about 2 this time out to the 45 or 46. Excuse me, Mike.
Again, 15 on that play for previous.
They're going to give him 3 up to the 46, it looks like. And that'll be second down and 7 for the Indians. 8:59, just under the 9-minute mark. Savannah Christian with a 7-0 lead. 3-1-2-3 wideouts. Scott in a tight end. Sullins off to the left of his quarterback, Faulkner. One man, that's Scott in motion. Faulkner looks to pass. He's getting pressured. Now he's going to run and dive forward. He might have got a yard up to the 47, so give him third down now and 6.
You know, these teams are very, very similar, guys. Mm-hmm. They started out all playing great defense, and then they hit some opponents that scored a lot, and they started giving up some points. But they both got good quarterbacks, good running backs. This just might be a chance to see if who's going to have the ball last might be the one that wins this game.
Third down, 6 yards to go. Got to get across the 50 down to the 47. Faulkner with Sullins. You've got Scott, Matthews, Evans, and Davenport on the edges. Scott goes in motion. Comes to the near side. Ball's basically on the logo in the middle of the field. Faulkner looking to pass. He throws it at the last side. Complete! Right across midfield, back at the 48-yard line. It's going to be about a yard short of the first down. He got hit immediately. But, man, what a nice catch right there.
David Busey on the coverage over there along with Reed Penrose. Busey listed at 6'1", 195. Penrose, I don't know if I believe this or not, 5'9", 123. Maybe so.
Maybe that's a typo in 223. Fourth down and one. Indians going for it. Right now they are.
I'm trying to get them
to the side.
Got him. Went with a hard count that time, Joe. Tried to get him to jump.
17 on the play clock.
Raiders didn't bite, so now they're looking at the sidelines.
See what they do. They've got a play called. Let's see if they let it run down and call a time. They take it, hand off to Mason. Mason cuts inside, and he's not going to get it. They stop him for about a yard loss, or maybe right at the line of scrimmage. They'll go over on downs right there at the 48, almost where they started at the first time they had the ball. So a good little opening, but they just couldn't get that fourth down play to work for them.
Well, the snap was a little low, Joe, and he was a little late getting it to Sullins. Sometimes just that tick of a second and a half can make a difference. Mason had a hole open very briefly, but then it closed down. When he went in there, his legs got tangled up, and he just wasn't able to stretch out for that yard that he needed.
Thomas will bring him up with Smalls. They go over, they huddle with their offensive coaches. They come out on the field. Coach Baker Woodward is the Raiders head coach. Everybody in tight except one receiver way out wide on the far side. Ball in their hash mark. First and 10 at the 48. One guy's in motion. They're going to hand off to him. That's number six, Jamari McAvoy. He comes around the end position from like a tight end and gets about four, maybe five. It'll be second down and five for the Raiders.
Nate Gilliland, who makes a lot of stops at 5'10", 147, and there on that stop, Gilliland's one of the many seniors on this Lumpkin County squad.
6:44 and counting here. Smalls right behind his quarterback. Quarterback's right, is up under center.
Lumpkin County back in that five-man front, Joe.
McAvoy in motion. He comes back. Now we've got a flag, and we're going to have, I'm believing, an illegal shift as he went over, stopped, and then came back. So let's see what we've got. They're talking to the head official, and we're going to have it. It's going to be an illegal procedure on the offense. That'll back them up five. It'll be second and 10 now on the Raiders. I thought that something was weird because he went over and stopped, and he turned around and came back, and I said, I don't think he can do that the way he stopped. So he
came back. Joe Swarford, Columbus, 7-6 Monroe area on top of Carver.
And you couldn't do that, Joe.
Yeah.
So I think I got the illegal procedure call.
Gainesville is tied with Woodward 7-7 early on. Second down, 10 yards to go. Four wideouts, three on the far side, ball on the C of the logo in the middle of the field. Quarterback's going to take it, run it up the middle, handoff to six. That's McIvory again, and he gets around and gets about five back. Wood with a stop. They're going to give him a little over five, almost six. So they call it five and a half. Be third down now and a long four.
Preston Cox, all 6'4" of him at the bottom of that pile, helping to drag him down. A pretty big third down here.
Two, three guys out wide. Smalls next to his quarterback on the left, Thomas. Thomas, one man in motion. Thomas gets it back to pass, looking, throws it way over the top. Intercepted, I think. Did he hold on?
Yes.
Yes, he did. Number 10.
Andrew
comes
Ross.
Comes down with it with the interception.
Number 10, Andrew Ross, one of the senior defensive backs. Andrew at 5.
Had him
that 5'9", elevated, brought it down, and now it's Lumpkin County football again.
The quarterback, Thomas, kind of threw it right into a lump of purple right there at that time. And
it was not a pass on that particular decision. The Savannah quarterback threw it into a crowd. Now, if number 10, Ross, doesn't come down with it, there were a couple other purple shirts around that might have done it.
First and 10, balls to 24. Indians, 5:39 and a quarter, down by a touchdown. They flip-flop a guy to the other side. Two wideouts, one in the slot. Sullins beside his quarterback. Sullins gets the handoff. Gets tripped off right around the 26 and goes down. Give him to the 27. It'll be second down and 7.
Joe, last week, Mason carried the ball for 34 carries for 151 yards.
Dude, I know he was a workhorse, him and Cal both last week. Swainsboro and Elbert County tied at 14 over to Granite Bowl. Second quarter, that one must have started at 7 tonight. Second down, 7 to go. Two guys flip-flopping sides again. Two wide outs looking to pass. Throws it quickly over here. Hit immediately at the 32, but he caught it, and that's the main thing. And it's complete over here, number 6, Nolan Matthews. Nolan with a couple of touchdown passes last week. I think it was Nolan.
It was. Yep. He had 5 completions last week for over 100 yards and 2 touchdowns.
That was Kenry Wall, a junior defensive back, 5'7", 160, coming up to hit him just as the ball got there.
Third and a long one. 3 wide outs. 1 slot. Faulkner looks with 20 seconds on the play clock. So does the offense. Looking over to the near side is the offensive coaches. They're giving the behind the screen that's between us and them, giving the sign out. Good backdrop for the guys to look at. Puts Walker Scott in motion. Takes it, goes to the other side, just Faulkner. Faulkner going to run, cuts inside, first down, down across the 35 to the 39.
Now, Cal did a good time of reading at that time, and once the hole opened up, it kind of clogged up from tackle to tackle, so he turned it just outside of his offensive tight end right there, picked up the first down and then some. A whole wall of white shirts met him right there.
Yeah, it looked like it. Trenton Brookshire and then number 80, Michael Nichols, a tight end, were on the blocks that time. First and 10 at the 39. We're going to have 1-2 wide outs on the near side, balls at the far hash mark. Faulkner, Sullins to his right, to his left, excuse me. Quick pass over here to this side to number 6, Nolan Matthews. Nolan gets across the 4, right out to the 40. I think the other spot on this side. Go and give him a yard is all he gets on that one. It will be second down and 9 now for the Indians.
Hudspeth, number 15, dove at his feet, made him have to change his direction. Then he dove and only got about a yard and a half.
Second down, 9. 4 wideouts, 2 on either side. And off to Mason. Mason tries to get loose. Man got a hold of him, but he gets down to the 43, I do believe. Maybe 3 yards out of it. It'll be third down now and about 6 to go for the Indians.
Isaiah Redmond, number 52, one of those linebackers, Joe, that time grabbing around him.
Yep. That Griffin kid is very tall. I was noticing during the captain's meeting, he was like towering above some of the kids down there. Third down and 6.
I don't have any stats on him, but he is a big guy.
Going to have 1, 2 wideouts, one on either side. 2 guys blocking. They're going to shift sides to this side. And that's going to be Nichols and Scott looking to pass. Got a passer. Oh, he's open on the other side. Number 11 caught the pass. He's down inside the 45. That's going to be Trent Mobley. Mobley down across the 50, the 45 down to the 43. It looks like first down Indians.
That was Wall, number 11, on number 11 that time. But Lumpkin County moving the chains now, trying to answer that early score after that fake punt.
First down, ball on the Savannah Christian 43-yard line. 4 wideouts, 3 on the near side. Ball's on the far hash. Hand off to Mason. Mason cuts it inside. Might have got 1 or 2. Looks like the far side judge is going to give him out to the 41, so about 2-yard pickup. Second down, 8 yards to go. North Oconee and Benedictine, 7-6 Benedictine, showing in the first quarter.
That's a state championship game right there, buddy.
Yeah, it is.
I'm sorry, I do have stats on Griffin, 95, who was in on that last thing. 6'6", 285, guys.
Yep.
Wow.
Second down, 8. 3 wideouts. Scott in motion. Hand off to Sullins. Behind the blocker across the 40, down about the 38. Still cranking the legs. Down to the 38. He got 3 more. It'll be third down and about 5, it looks like.
Junior linebacker.
Down.
I'm sorry, Joe. Junior linebacker Jaden Mills had him around the legs and just wouldn't let go. Mason was trying to kick free. Mills just hung on until the rest of his team got there and helped knock him down.
Buford over Grayson, 7-3 early on. Third down, 5 for the Indians from the Savannah Christian 38-yard line. Far hash mark is the ball. The offense looks over this way. 17-16 on the play clock. 3 wideouts, 2 on the far side. Now they're going to fight. Cal Porter takes it 35, 30, down inside the 25. He got grabbed up high around the shoulder pads and slung down, but he's down to the 25. Another big first down behind Brookshire, Garbany, and Reese. The big first down for the Indians.
Jamari McIvory was between him and the goal line. That was a great fake by Cal that set that up.
They're keying on Mason so much because he's toted it so much, which is a good way to set it up. And Cal was able to run off that left side and get some great yardage that time. First down inside, or right at the 25, ball on the far hash. Go to Cal. Cal looks to pass. A little pressure on our side, having it out and running. He's going to have to throw it late or something. He throws it out of bounds. He had a man open over here. That was, and he threw it out of bounds wisely. That was Mobley that was the intended receiver, but wise decision by Cal to throw it out of bounds to one of the managers.
Yeah, I was just dumping it off because he was getting extreme pressure back there.
Mm-hmm. Big time pressure that time for sure.
But he was, you know, he was within about 3 yards of Mobley, so no grounding.
36 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Fast first quarter now. We've 20 minutes into the game and already got one quarter almost done. Second down. 10 yards to go for the Indians. Ball to 25. Four wideouts. Three on the near side. Cal has it. Hands off to Mason. Mason cuts inside. Down to the 20. And he's knocked down between the 20 and 21. Give him about 4.5 yards. He's brought down by a wide. 27 seconds and the clock's running.
They've just used Mason mostly tonight, Joe, as a dive back. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen him do that thing where he picks his hole as he puts his hand on the back of his lineman. He mostly just been straight ahead power.
Yep. Let's see. A.J. Scott comes out, and the tight end Michael Nichols goes in for him. Two wideouts. Clocks at 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. He got it off right at the snap. Give it off to Mason. Mason ain't going to get nothing. The ball came out. Who fell on it? I'm hoping Purple did, and the referee's saying it did. That'll end the first quarter on a fumble, but Lumpkin County was able to recover the fumble. And we'll go into the second quarter.
And we're back in 1 minute live from Dahlonega. You're tuned to Lumpkin County Playoff Football on 97.5 Glory FM. The Gas Man at Mills Fuel Service is ready to take care of all of your propane gas needs. You can heat your water, dry your clothes, and cook your meals with clean, economical, dependable propane gas from Mills Fuel Service. Call 770-887-5235. 770-887-5235. And they have two great locations to serve you. They're in Cumming and in Dahlonega at Mills Fuel Service.
Stringer Insurance congratulates the Lumpkin County football team for their historic season. Stringer Insurance offers a wide range of auto, personal, and business insurance services and plans. If you are unsure of your coverage needs, don't worry. They offer free consultation. They have two convenient locations to serve you in Dahlonega and Gainesville. Go to their website, stringerinsuranceagency.com. Providing dependable personal insurance since 1931, Stringer Insurance says, go Indians.
One quarter down, three more to go here from Dahlonega. Indians trailing after one by a score of 7-0.
Well, I believe Gary said that was Walker Scott that saved the ball right there for the Indians. They'll have it fourth down and 11 down at the Raider 26-yard line.
Walker, a junior, listed as a mostly as a tight end on offense.
Jefferson 7-6 over Harris County.
It's a fourth down here now, guys.
Yep, fourth down 11. 1-2-3 wideouts. One guy's in the slot. That's going to be Walker Sullins next to his quarterback, Cal Faulkner. See what they can do as the first of the second quarter. Cal has it back. Lots of pressure. Throws it late. It's up for grabs. Man comes back. Did he catch it down at the 10? They're going to say no, incomplete. Nice job by Harper to come back for it, but it fell short. It'll be incomplete and it'll go over on downs.
Well, that was a rainbow, but, you know, the deal is you throw it up for grabs if you come up with a.
Do we have a flag? The officials are talking about something.
They're talking about something. I don't know. Let's see.
Official is coming back. The head with the white hat is. It's going to be a hold on the other side.
Oh!
Going to be holding on the defense.
How huge is that?
Man, that's big.
That's 10 yards.
10 yards from the play. So that'd make it fourth down and one. And let's see how that changes what the Indians do here.
That
Well, what he did is he threw it up, Joe, and if it got intercepted, so what? It's like, almost like a short punt.
Yeah.
And so you took a gamble, but boy, now the holding thing, that changes things around a whole lot, doesn't it? Now it's fourth and maybe a little more than one. I don't know, one maybe.
Got to get to the 15, just outside the 16, it looks like, barely. You're going to stack them up. He got one back, Sullins, two wideouts. Scott flip-slops. He's going to be a blocking back. Kyle takes it. Gets across the 15. First down, Indians.
Well, you saw Savannah's defense that time. The Raiders kind of were watching what they were doing and trying to stack up the hole because they expected the running back to get the ball. And, again, it was an option for Cal. It wasn't exactly. It was almost like a triple option, but the option was the quarterback to keep the ball. When he saw that hole open up, he says, I think I can get a yard, and he did.
Yep. They will scoot across there, got about a yard and a half, maybe two, inside the 15. Fresh set of downs. They have it get off to Mason. Mason trying to pick his way. The big man from behind, that is 95, the Elijah Griffin, grabs him from behind him. Looks like that our big Mason Sully's drug him for about another yard or two before they got him down. It's going to be second down and about eight from the 12-yard line, it looks like.
Well, Sullins is 215, but Griffin is listed as 285. So it's a little bit of a mismatch there. But now Mason's stout. He gets those legs churning. He's good for at least a couple, and that's what he got.
Second and 8 yards to go. Two wideouts. Ball's almost in the middle of the field at the 12. Scott in a slot. Sullins at the running back. Scott's in motion going to the far side. Cal has it, looking to pass. Got a little protection. Throws it late. Who caught it? Oh, it's broken up right at the end zone. Nolan Matthews, interior receiver, but great defensive back right there. Look, was that number 11 or 15 back there that broke it up?
I think it was 11 back there with him, but that was Kenry Wall. But, you know, what happened was he got off balance a little bit, Joe, and he couldn't quite come down with it. As he was coming down with it, he was touching the ball again and again, trying to bring it into his chest. Never could quite secure it. So now you got a third down.
Third down. Ball is at the 12, maybe 12 and a half. Three wideouts on the far side, one on the near side. Nolan Matthews, the sole receiver on this side. They get the snap. Faulkner back to pass. Got pressure. Throws towards Matthews. Oh, hit him off his hands. And right over there as a defender hit him about the same time as the ball did. Incomplete. It'll bring up fourth down.
Well, Wall at 5'7" sure is playing tall back there at cornerback, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Times his pursuit on the ball very well.
I think he might reach for one here, guys.
Yeah, they are. They've got their kicker, Will Staples, in.
Spotted at the, it looks like the 19. This will be a 29-yarder.
A.J. Scott, the snapper, the holder, is Davenport, I believe. The snap, the hold, the kick is up, and it is going to be right through the uprights. 7-3 your score with 10:45 left in the first half.
And we're back at One Man Live in Atlanta. This is Lumpkin County Playoff Football on 97.5 Glory FM.
Murphy's Law says, if something can go wrong, it will. Like your heat going out during a cold snap. But Brooke's Law says, don't wait in the cold. I'm Brooke with Conditioned Air Systems. And if your heat stops working this winter, you have two choices. Wait a while until someone else can get there or call us anytime for fast service. If you don't like to wait, especially in a cold house, remember to obey Brooke's Law. Call us at 770-536-7509. Conditioned Air Systems and Train, keeping North Georgia comfortable.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Nieto to kick. A little short pooch kick going to come down around the 27. Yep, back got it. That's Smalls, I believe, out to the 35, 37, I do believe, and he's brought down. Yep, out to the 30, almost 38-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Raiders from their own 38-yard line.
Smalls got up ahead of steam in the kick coverage team, although they put a wall in right there, were perhaps a little slower getting down there. So not bad field position. Not wonderful or great, but not bad.
First two were up over the 45, so this is a little further back this time. First down at the 38-yard line for the Raiders. 10:37 in the first half. 7-3 your score. Raiders lead it. Back up under center is Thomas. They give it off to the running back. He's going to go across the far side. That was Walls. Smalls on that one. No, Kenry Wall, excuse me.
Wall, 11. Yeah.
Wall toted it that time and got 9 off the far side behind Howell and Dillon.
Smaller back saw the crack.
Yep.
There's a crease there, and he just followed his blocking for that crease. Picked up the first down.
This is kind of Christian's third possession of the ball game, guys.
Across the 45 at the 47. He's second down and 1. Got to get out just over the 48. Hand off on a little reverse to McEvery this time. Come out. And it comes across the, yeah, that was number 6, Jamari McEvery, gets the first down to the 49, first and 10 for the Raiders. 10:26 in the quarter.
Well, that time Will Wood stepped in and knocked him down.
Second down. Raiders in what amounts to a 1-2-3-4, almost 5. One guy standing up on the end line. Hand off to Smalls up the middle across the 50, the 40, the 35, and brought down inside the 35 at around the 33-yard line.
Well, Trent Mobley played the touchdown that time.
When he got to that first little wave, he just scooted there for about 10 in a hurry, didn't he, Gary?
Yeah. Well, we knew he was a good back. You know, you don't – what was he averaging, 116 more yards a game?
Now they go in a hurry to Smalls. Smalls going to cut inside across the 30 down to the 28. And they get 5 quick ones. It'll be second down and 5. They kind of faked to Wall going around the far side. And Smalls went right off of his guard that time. Jordan Dillon. Hand off to Wall. Wall trying to find a hole and can't that time as the Indian defense stands up and knocks him down right at the line of scrimmage.
Well, the advantage of going on the quick count is the fact that you might catch the defense napping. But if the defense is set, the disadvantage is you're trying to catch your breath.
Gerald Walker on the offense. Stopped right then. Gerald averaging close to 5 tackles a game. Got 2 or 3 sacks on this season. I think he might have 4. He's got 4 sacks on here. Third down. 5 yards to go for the Raiders. Up in her center is Thomas. Smalls behind him. Wall in motion. Hands off to the guy coming this way, McEvery, I believe, across the 25. Down to the 22 and got the first down. That's Jamari McIvory.
Will Wood again on the stop there. Wood at 5'10", 192. You know, Lumpkin County's got some athletes. They just got athletic people.
They do. And I was looking earlier when the teams came out of the respective field houses. It looked like Lumpkin's got a few more players than Savannah Christian. They're going to go to Wall on the far side across the 20, the 15, inside the 15, down to about the 13 and a half. It'll be second down and short yardage for the first down.
Wood again. That might have been also Harper Davenport helping him out there. They are going. They're going quick, so Lumpkin's got to be ready.
Yep. Second down. 8 yards. 2 yards to go, excuse me. One man in motion. Hands to Smalls. Smalls picks his way, gets the first down to the 10. It's 4 quick ones and going in a hurry in that big line for Savannah Christian. Open up enough of a hole to squeeze through there and get 4 or 5 yards, sometimes 8 in a carry. And Northeast Georgia officials are winding that clock tonight. We're down at 8 minutes almost left here until halftime. First down and goal at the 10. Hand off to the man going the far side. That's 11, Wall. Wall is looking to get to the touchdown, and he does. Touchdown, Raiders. He bounced off a couple of guys around the 5 and turned back against the grain, did a pirouette, if you will, and got in there, and because they couldn't hold him out of the end zone, he was able to fall right across the plane.
Yeah, you stuck the words right out of my mouth, Joe. He just kept bouncing off of people. Nobody could corral him. So number 11 just gets into the end zone. Boy, they got some huge people that are blocking the way for him,
yes,
too.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
So one guy's 295.
Shoo. Big old boys. All right, Ethan Bird in there to attempt the extra point. The holder is Noah Stone. Snap the hole by Stone. The kick is up, and it is going to be good. 14-3 with 8:05 remaining.
And we're back to the kickoff and one man live from the line again. This is Lumpkin County Playoff Football on 97.5 Glory FM.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
Change can be bad.
or change can be good. Hello, this is Matt Nix with Duplicating Products, your local Canon, Savin, and HP dealer. In serving Northeast Georgia for more than 48 years, we've learned that while change is inevitable, it also brings opportunity. Just look at the bad changes of the pandemic that helped lead to improved technology and innovation. Let Duplicating Products help you find the opportunity in the changes that may affect your business. Give us a call at 770-532-9932 and see us online at duplicatingproducts.com.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Touchdown, interception, touchdown so far for Savannah Christian.
14-3 is your score. Cheatham will tee it up at the 40. Left footer will have Matthews and Davenport back to receive the kickoff. Standing around their 10-yard line, there's the kick. Good end over end on the far side, comes down to Davenport. Davenport to the 15, 20, 25, across the 30, still pushing across to about the 32 before being stood up and pushed back right there. So being first and 10 for the Indians out to the 32, almost the 33-yard line, first and 10 Indians right there. They need to score right here. Nothing crucial, but I would think they just to keep it close and keep it reputable, if that's the right word. First and 10.
Yeah, you need to answer.
I need to answer right here. That's the word I was looking for. 14-3, your score.
Need Fairfield just a two.
Ball's on the 32. Ball on the far hash mark. Two wideouts this time for the Indians. Scott Nichols on the field as tight ends. Sullins in the back to block. Throws on the far side. Out of the reach of the intended receiver to Matthews. Yep. Trying to give it over to Davenport on the far side over there, wasn't it? Yeah. Number two.
Down in Columbus halftime is Carver 18, Monroe area 7.
That went by in a hurry, didn't it?
Winner of that game plays winner of this game next week.
Second down. 10 yards to go for the Indians. 7:53 in the quarter. Gainesville was still tied with Woodward last time I looked. Second down. Three wideouts on this side, one on the far. Hand off to Mason. Mason not going to get, but Mason bounced off a guy and got across up around the 35 maybe. Yeah, he got about three on it, so it's going to be third down and 7 now for the Indians.
Redmond had him around the shins, and he was just hanging on for the rest of the white shirts to get there. He got a 14-3 ball game with 7:30 till halftime.
Third down, 7 yards to go. Three wideouts, one guy in a slot. Now they look over this way. Scott's in the slot. You got Davenport, Matthews, and Andrew Ross in receiver. Scott in motion. Gets the low snap. Cal coming this way. Backs up. He's got to run for his life now. And he's going to basically drop it as he runs out of bounds at the... I think he might have thrown it at the last minute.
He did a two-handed shovel pass, Joe. He put it like a basketball chest pass.
Yeah.
I think there was somebody in the close to the area there, so he didn't get a grounding. Maybe A.J. Scott. Anyway, there's no grounding call, but it is fourth down.
Cal will be back there, and I'm assuming they're going to punt. Cal's back, and they're swapping some guys off so they can punt. Cal Faulkner is the punter. They'll swap guys on and off. Davenport will be a gunner on this side. It's like he got...
This is the first punt of the game, guys.
Yep, Nolan Matthews, the gunner on the far side. Mason Sullins, the blocking back. Good snap, the kick from Cal. Decent little punt will hit out of bounds. No, it wasn't a decent punt. I thought it was going to stay in, but it hit a guy on the outside out there. That ball is going to come down around the 45-yard line. So not a really long punt. Well, 15, 20 yards maybe?
20.
Yeah.
And he averaged 42 last week.
Yeah.
20 average. With no return, but still 20.
Yeah.
And again, field position in the favor of the Raiders of Savannah Christian, mm-hmm. lead 14-3.
So far, this Savannah Christian vaunted defense is just that. Very, very tough. Ball's on the far hash mark this time. One wide out. Quarterback Thomas up under center with Smalls behind him. They misdirected everybody, and man's going to slide down. That was Wall as he tried to cut back in, and he got drilled by Harper Davenport for about a, whatever they're going to say, no loss. He's right there. Well, about a yard loss, maybe. Second down, 11 for the Raiders.
Well, this is time to bow up right here, guys.
Yep.
Got to answer. If you didn't answer with points, you got to answer with defense. Get that ball back. Give yourself a chance to score before halftime.
Need a stop if possible right here. Second down, 11. High snap. Give it off to Smalls. Smalls comes around this side to 45, the 50. And he's going to be close to the first down right there to 45. Wow, where they're marking it. I believe he got the 11 yards in the first down.
Well,
yeah,
referee's already
saying yes.
Ross and Will Wood hit him. I just got a good up close look. I was my nephew warming up, but I didn't really watch a lot of that warm up for the Savannah Christian, but Walt, he has got some speed, guys. When I saw him, he was just motoring coming toward me.
Hand off this time to Smalls again, right up the middle across the 40, down to the 35. He's got a man beating the 30, the 25. Finally run out of bounds at the 25 by Harper Davenport. Or the 15, excuse me.
Yeah, he knew he was about to get smacked, so he just ran out of bounds on his own.
Yeah. It's going to be 5:46 remaining in the quarter. Savannah Christian on the drive.
That's a smart running back right there. You knew you were going to get nailed. You're not going to get any more yardage, so why take a chance of getting yourself hurt?
Ball is down at the 15-yard line of the Indians. Down in the shotgun is Thomas this time. Hand off to the running back, Small. Smalls. Small is down at the 13-yard line. Flag is on the play. Let's see what our call is.
Gilliland was at the bottom of that pile as they unpiled it.
Illegal procedure. False start on the offense. They'll come back. Push it back five from the start of the play. It'll be five from the 15. So out to the 20. And was the clock running? They stopped it again there for some reason.
Joe in College Park. Gainesville on top 14-7 over Woodward Academy.
Now I've got 534 is what they're going to reset it to.
And that, Robert, goes back like 70 years.
Well, Woodward's always been a good program in a lot of different athletics.
Formerly Georgia Military Academy, Coach Graham Hickson before he came to Gainesville.
Push it back five. It'll be at the 20-yard line. First and 15 now for the Raiders of Savannah Christian.
They have some facility name for Hickson at Woodward.
Yes.
Mike, I think.
Well, Gary.
Here's a pass. They give off the quarterback. Blaze gives across to Henry. Henry down inside the 15 to the 10 to the 9, all fighting all the way down to about the 5, maybe the 4. So he gets about 16. Another say it's going to be down at the 6, so he's going to be shy of the first down by a yard. So he picked up 14 to be second down and 1.
Strong run, Joe.
Oh, yeah. Little guy that tried it again and pushed him back. They're going to say he got right to the 15, though. They must have pushed him back right there after he got enough of it up to the 5. They're going to stop the clock and say first down.
Yeah, with a Smalls and Wall, they got a pretty good 1-2 punch, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Yes.
Yeah, they do.
Told me to the pregame show about that. One runner last week. This week you got two.
All right, they finally spotted at the 5, so it's first and goal.
First and goal at the 5. Thomas up under center. Got three guys to choose from. Hands off to Small. Small's down to about the 2 before he is stood up by a host of purple jerseys that time, including number 23, Preston Cox. We call Preston's name a lot. Big long linebacker, about 6'4".
Yeah.
I believe he plays basketball, so I'm sure Chris Faulkner looks forward to having him in a few weeks. Second down and goal. Ball is just outside the 2 by inches. One guy out wide to the far, to the near side over here with us. Two guys in the slot, one in motion. Hand off to one guy on the wall. Wall going wide. Touchdown, Raiders.
They just don't have an answer for that speed on the edge out there. I mean, these guys are fast. Wall and Smalls. You got Wall and Smalls. One's a little bigger than the other one.
It reminds you of Stockbridge, Gary.
Huh.
When you try and key on the guy that you think's going to bring it up the middle, and then they hand it off on that little reverse, if you will, and goes to the other side, and he gets the sweep. That speed carries him about 30 yards, if you call the width of the field, about 30, 35 yards in for the touchdown. Can't string it out that far. Extra point now by Raiders is up, and it is going to be good. 21-0, 21-3, excuse me. Raiders lead it.
And we're back with more in 1 minute live from Dahlonega on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Back deep for the Indians, Harper Davenport and Nolan Matthews.
Cheatham back to kick for the Raiders.
That
ball sits at the 40.
Wall's second touchdown, by the way.
A little short pop-up going to come down to Mason Sullins. Drifts back to about the 12, out to the 20. The 25, one big man kind of wrestles with him out to about the 26, and that's where it'll be down, first and 10 for the Indians for the next position with 4:07 remaining here in the first half.
That was Isaiah Redmond. He was on the kick coverage team. Yeah, he's a big fella.
Heath Webb, the offensive coordinator as well as the head coach, or head coach as well as the offensive coordinator, huddles up with his team and a couple other offensive coaches. Maybe they're going to have to pull out a few extra oomph plays, if you will, to get them some yardage, get in the end zone here on this possession.
Well, it's the speed on the edge, as I said. That they really, they got them contained pretty good up the middle.
First down now, three wideouts, two wideouts, one's a slot. Sullins to the left of his quarterback. Walker Scott in motion, handoff to Sano. Kyle keeps it. Kyle dodge and ducks at the 30 to 34 to the 35 and slides down a baseball slide at the 35.5-yard line. Got 9. Almost 10.
Well, he knew McIvory had him dead in his sights and was about to nail him. So, again, you can't afford to lose your starting quarterback.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Cal very wisely did that baseball hook slide like he's going into second. And it still wound up with 9 yards. Second and not quite one.
But go back their first game, Joe, in the playoffs where they went 4 overtimes with Pizza County.
Yep. Second down. 1 yard to go. Flip-flop down tight ends from one side to the other. This Nichols going to hand off to Mason. Mason across the 35, out to the 40. Big first down for the Indians with 3:23 left until halftime.
Plenty of time. Got all your timeouts. Take your times. Run your offense.
Well,
don't need to panic.
You run out here, Gary, and you get the kickoff to start the second half.
Exactly right.
Right.
Be nice to get a twofer right here if they can score, that's for sure. First down for the Indians. Two wideouts, a slot. And stand up and look at the sideline. Mason to the left of his quarterback. Walker Scott in the slot. While Nichols is the tight end. Ball right on the 40. Cal fakes, passes, complete. Far side to 50. Cuts inside, knocks the guy off of him. He's going to spell him. He's thrown down at the 45. Luke Evans caught that one, Gary.
Yeah, that was Reed Penrose who knocked him down. You know, Faulkner is best on those little quick passes like that, when you can just straighten up and throw it, when he's got a man on a streak pattern across the middle, a drag pattern across the middle. He is really, really good at that.
2:50 in the quarter. Two wideouts. Slot tight end. They're going to flip-flop from far side to the near side. Ball's basically in the middle field on the 45. Fake. Cal's going to take it. Trying to get outside the 45, the 40, and knocked out of bounds about the 41-yard line. Picked up about almost 5. It'll be second down and 5.
I think that was a little defense that time, wasn't it, number 11?
Yep, yeah, it was. Second down, 5 yards to go for the Indians, 2:34 and a quarter. Looking over here at the offensive coaches, getting their play. Nathan Matthews, the receiver on this side. Luke Evans on the far side. Nichols flip-flop sides with Walker Scott. Hand off to Sullins. Sullins tries to go up the middle across the 40. got to the 39 and got pushed back. So he picked up one, maybe one and a half. It'll be third down and three.
Well, as big as Mason is, he's not as big as some of those guys that were knocking him down. I saw Melton, number 76, Davian Melton at 6'2", 235. And he's not the biggest one on the line.
That Griffin kid, what did you say, 6'6 and 290-something? He's huge.
6'6, 285, and then they got another one on number 72 that's bigger than that.
Third down, 3 yards to go. Two wideouts. Flip-flop to the other side this time. Ball in the near hash mark. Cal takes the snap. Looks to go the other side. He's going to try and run and string it out. Got a flag. He's going to be tripped up. He gets across the 40, and that's it. Well, we got a flag behind it. Probably going to be a hole from where I am.
Yeah, well, and if it is, and Cal, that was dangerous. Cal went airborne that time. Yep. Somebody picked him up. You never want to see that.
Exactly.
Because there's a good chance when you hit that ground, it's pretty unyielding, this turf. And if it's going to be against the Indians, they're going to decline it because that'll bring up a fourth down.
And it's their first penalty of the ball game too.
I think it will because White Hat's looking over to far side at Coach Woodward and going to get what they want to do. And if they take it, it'll push them down and be third and eight. Instead of third and three, if they decline it, it would be fourth and three. Referee comes all the way to the – going to be a hold on the offense. And the umpire –
Taylor Murray is the referee. And are they going – that surprises me a little, but I think they have enough confidence in their defense, Joe, to where they figure that they can hold them again and get even better field position.
It's a 10-yard penalty from the spot, so it pushes it back. It's going to be third and 13 now.
It would have brought up fourth down because he was nowhere close to the stick.
Yep.
But
so
let's see.
The Indians will have four wideouts, three on the far side. Sullins beside his quarterback on the left side. Cal takes it. Being pressured heavily. Steps back, still being pressured. Gets out of it for a moment. Throws it long. Got a man. Knocked away at the 15-yard line.
That one could have been picked.
Yep. They had three white jerseys. Now we got a flag late.
McIvory went up for it, and I think the intended receiver, Luke Evans, was reduced to playing a little defensive back that time to make sure he didn't get the pick.
Got a flag back here at the 44, two of them exactly. What I'm looking at, don't know if it's going to be on the defense for a late hit on Cal Faulkner.
Yep,
Cal's
squatted
down. I believe that's what it is.
Yep.
I think because they were pressuring him heavy, he slung it like a gunslinger. Had one man open slightly down there. The referee's going to come back over. He gets wide away from everybody. I like that. I can see what he's doing. We're going to have a personal foul, late hit on the quarterback against the Raiders, and it will be a first down for the Indians. Big, big penalty right there on the Raiders.
So the decision to give them the third down over backfires.
Yeah, it did.
Well, in any event, you got 94 seconds, and you still got all three of your timeouts. Good news for the Indians right now.
134, as Gary says, 94 seconds. Two wideouts.
They put it on the hash on this side on the 29.
Ball is sitting right on the 34-yard line.
34, my bad.
Three wideouts. Ball hit the ground. Faulkner way back to pass. He's got room to run on the far side, being trampled. He better throw it. He's going to get hit on the far side and brought down at the 38-yard line. Wow. I didn't know if he was going to get away from that guy. That guy was going after him like a freight train that time, trying to chase Cal down.
Well, he did. Jaden Miles at 5'10", 180, showed some speed. The whole thing was bum-fuzzled, though, because the snap was not clean. Didn't feel that. So now we're going to have a timeout.
Timeout, Lumpkin County.
We'll take a look. We're back in 30 seconds from Delonico. 97.5 Glory FM.
We hear all the time when people come in to Autry's Ace for their regular hardware products, how surprised they are when they discover our amazing gift section.
It's more like an official Christmas wonderland right now.
Autry's gift section is overloaded with holiday decor, beautiful ornaments, Santas, reindeer, plus plenty of extra special gifts for all ages.
Skip the lines and see our amazing Christmas section at Autry's Ace Hardware, Thompson Bridge Road in Gainesville.
Ho, ho, ho! Ho, ho.
That's 21-3 in favor of Savannah Christian. Big decision here for the Indians.
Yeah, they were making a little progression. It's going to be second long, second about 13 right here. They've been a little haphazard with the football, but they've thrown a couple of long balls. One resulted in a late hit penalty on the Raiders, which benefited the Indians. They were able to get the long penalty and a first down. And then Cal's trying to run away from everybody right there and got for a loss of about three, maybe almost about 3.5 yards.
I mean, it was the kind of adjustments that Coach Webb makes at halftime, Joe.
1:18 in the quarter, 78 seconds. Three wideouts, two on the near side. Walker Scott in motion. Cal takes it. Two lots of pressure. One guy with a good block behind him. He's got to throw it and lob it up over to the manager out of play. Only had one guy down there, and he was throwing against the grain. He was going to his left and had to throw it with that right hand.
It went right over my head.
Yep.
You see where I'm standing on the sideline there?
Yep.
Went right over my head, so he's definitely running for his life, throwing away. Right now they're not getting any protection for Cal. He's just having to run for his life, and that's a bad thing, having to always throw on a run, not being able to sit up. Now, he does the run-pass option very well, but you want to do that at your instigation, not because the defense is making you do something.
Third down, 13. Faulkner back to pass. Looks, got a shuffle of feet, walk out to the rock, to this side. Chased by Griffin, throws it the last second. Complete, down to the 25, 15, dropped it to 13. Number 10,
AJ Scott,
number 30. AJ comes out of nowhere, number 30, and makes the grab, gets the big first down with 59 ticks on the clock here in the first half.
That was great improvisation by Cal Faulkner.
AJ to scoot over there and get open, clocked it right there, good decision.
Love nothing against you in field goal range, Royal Staples.
Well, you want to get seven out of this one, though. I mean, you'll settle for three, but you really want to get seven. Yeah. Get seven, you get the ball to start the second half. You're back in the ball game here.
Absolutely.
Right.
Ball's on the 13, so, and you still got two timeouts left as well. So you can run a play to the middle. You can run Mason Sullivan to the middle. What I'm saying is you don't need to run it to the sidelines all the time with two timeouts left, and you still got 56 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Long time with two timeouts.
Second down. 10 yards to go. Cal to throw it. Lobs it up over the top. Man, they wanted interference because he had to come back and get it. And they didn't get it.
They were chicken fighting in the end zone, Joe. You're not going to get a call like that.
When you're both scrapping against each other,
you're just not going to get that call.
They're slapping each other's hand to make kind of each one of them's doing it. So you just don't call that one right there. It's third down and 10 now for the Indians. Cal claps his hands. He'd love to somebody to get wide open in the middle of the end zone. That would tickle him to death. It would just crowd, too, that's for sure.
Both of his receivers in the end zone were well covered.
Yes.
That was the problem. Nobody broke open cleanly.
Shifting some guys far side to the other. Walker Scott's going to break out wide this time. Four wide outs. Sullins to the left of his quarterback. Back to block. You got to throw it through it in the middle. Off the hands of the intended receiver. They wanted a flag, and Coach Heath Webb jumping up wanting a defensive push from behind. Did not get it, and it'll bring up fourth down.
They're going to reach for three more, I think.
Yep.
Oh, you got to.
Yeah, they're going to come out and try to kick. Will Staples going to set it down for 20, so it'll be a 30-yard field goal right here.
Well, he hit from 29 earlier in the game. This will be one more yard, and he's right in the middle. So definitely within Will's range, no question about that.
A.J. Scott snaps high. They get it. Will kicks it with an off balance, and it's going to be good. Wow, what a save.
Wow, what a save is right.
By the holder that time, Davenport, he grabbed it, put it down, and Will's able to kick it 21-6.
And we're back in 30 seconds from Dahlonega on 97.5 Glory FM.
Christmas truly is the most wonderful time of the year at Autry's Ace.
Oh, I agree. It's so fun to see faces light up when they see our brand new holiday decor and the look of relief when they find the perfect gift.
Holidays are just easier and more fun at Autry's Ace with more decor and gifts than ever before. Plus, we do custom corporate gifts filled with the things they truly want.
We have our classic favorite, tea towels, Fair Chauffeur, Tyler candles, along with plenty of new gifts.
Stop by for some Christmas cheer. Autry's Ace Hardware, Thompson Bridge Road in Gainesville.
Ho, ho, ho! Ho.
Well, the Indians got points, wasn't what we wanted, but they got 3 second field goal for Will Staples.
And they were lucky to get that, Mike, because the snap was high. Harper had to come off his knee up, go up in there and grab it. put it back down barely enough. Will had already started his motion and was able to kick it through for the three.
Yeah, I guarantee you, Joe, 8 times out of 10, that doesn't happen. 8 times out of 10, that blows your concentration. But a great job by the holder. Would you say Davenport?
Davenport, yes. Yeah.
Man, what a great job. A snap. He had to get up off of his knees, stand up, grab it, and then slam it down on the tee.
Here's the kick by Nieto. Little blooper right down the middle. Fell high bounce over Small's head. Backman catches it at the 20, coming over this side across the 25 and knocked down at the 32-yard line. That Backman that time, that was
six.
That was Jamari McIvory.
That's their worst starting position of all game.
Yep, they're going to be back at the 32-yard line, it looks like, first and 10 with 34 seconds left. Now, they're not going to stop playing. They got two timeouts left.
No.
Three timeouts left. They're going to come down and try and do something.
Well, thanks to Jackson Bell and one other on the kick coverage team, might have been Wood. Anyway, they brought him up short right there, but that was a pretty good return off of that bouncing kick.
First down, 10. Two wideouts, four wideouts, two on either side. Hand off to Smalls in the middle. Smalls is going to get about five across the 35, out to the, about the 42. Timeout by Coach Woodward.
We'll keep it right here. The halftime down in College Park. It is Gainesville 17, Woodward Academy 7. Again, halftime down in Columbus. It is Carver 18 and Monroe Area 7. Winner of that game plays the winner of this game next week in the semifinals.
According to what I've got, Commerce and Bryan County tied at 8. Elbert County and Swainsboro tied at 14. Jefferson up on Harris County 14-12, Gary. Raven County getting shut out so far by Brooks County 17-0.
Long road trip for the Wildcats going into Quitman.
Yeah, well, and Grayson's up on Buford 10-7.
Commerce, I don't know if they got a backup kicker since Ivy Talbert got her leg broke.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why the Tigers are going for two all the time now.
Might be.
Would you say 8-8?
8-8. 8-8.
Here's 21-6.
27 seconds remaining.
They call one.
Two timeouts each for the teams left here in the first half. Second down, about 6 yards to go for the Raiders. Thomas in the shotgun with four wideouts, one in motion. Going to hand off, and they got a flag coming in. Legal procedure. We'll set them back five and make it second down 11. You can hear through Gary's mic. He's close enough to where the coaches we can catch some what there are some instructions down there.
Yeah.
And I don't know anything they're hollering, but so, hey, that's good. I couldn't relay it in time anyway, could I? Back at the 32. It'll be second and 11 now for the Raiders.
And they still got two timeouts left. So these guys are not kneeling on the ball. They're looking to score again. And they're one big play away from doing that, and they've got the speed to do that.
Second down, one man in motion, McIvory. He gets the ball in the handoff, sweep to the other side across the 40, still going. Might have got the first down, but he did by a yard. He got 13 and got out to the 44-yard line, and it'll be a first down.
Ball again, Joe, a number 11. They put him in motion so he gets some speed up, and then they just handed it off to him right behind the center, and he just took off for the edge and got that first down.
Yeah, man, that clock it there this time with 15 left. To get another one. Yeah, that was Wall that towed it instead of McIvory in motion. They look about the same, but one's 6 and one's 11. Clock is at 15. Play clock's already running. Wall's coming out far to this side. Carson Taylor, another guy that's usually in the slot wide on this side, looking to pass. Thomas airs it out, throws it way up. Davenport, oh, it's recalled. Caught at the 18-yard line. He's still on his feet. Finally gets knocked down to the 18.
And that's Wall again.
Yeah, Wall caught.
No, I'm not. You're there's 6 that time. Not, no, I think it was 11.
It was 11.
It was 11. Wall again.
Yeah, Wall caught it, and he is down, and it's going to be, they're going to have a timeout, I think, called that time by, who called it? Let's see. The Raiders called it. It's down to the 18 with 4 seconds left until halftime.
So they'll go for it here or kick a field goal.
Hey, I'm going to tell you what, Wall went up between two defenders, and he just elevated that time.
I thought Harper Davenport was going to get up there and grab it, and Wall just came up in front of him and grabbed it out of midair.
If they score here, that just kills what Bill Lumpkin had.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. If they can stop them right here, say you're still down 15, but if you can stop them here and then come out after the half and score, that'll help you out a lot.
Yeah, you got to suck it up. Got to bow it up here. All those cliches, you got to do it. Kenry Wall at 5'7" went up amongst two Lumpkin County defenders and just took
can
that ball away.
Can I say one, Gary, for you?
Hunker down. Yeah. Every cliche you can think of, the purple and gold, got to do it right here.
All right, Indians got to hunker down. The fans come up with their cowbells, trying to get them fired up down there on the field.
4 seconds.
First down at the 18. Thomas in the shotgun, four wideouts, one man in motion. Thomas takes the snap, looks, throws it over the top. He's got a man right at the five, but the horn runs
That's going to run out.
I believe it will. That'll be the halftime right there as everybody's trotting across. Let's make sure that the white hat says that's it because he caught it right at the five. Let's make sure that referee turns around and holds the ball up to make sure that's the halftime and see what he's going to do. Yes. Whoa, timeout. Is he going to say it's a timeout? Nope, that's halftime right there.
Half-time.
I wait on them to hold the ball up, and that's what it was, halftime.
Stop right there at the end.
Yeah, thanks to the clock. I don't know that we've stopped them yet. They just ran out of time right there. Good football team. We've got to make some adjustments and find a way in the second half to win this thing.
Yeah, you move the ball. You move the ball. Just got bogged down a little bit in the red zone.
Yeah, we got to find a way to finish drives. Field goals aren't going to win it. No doubt about that. We got to a point now where we've cut it down to two scores. At this point in time, field goals aren't going to do the job.
All right, good luck, Coach. Thanks. Appreciate it. Thank you. All right, that pretty much says it, doesn't it, guys?
Absolutely. Chop on, Indians. We get ready for the United Community Bank halftime show. At halftime, it is Savannah Christian 21 and Lumpkin County 6 on 97.5 Glory FM.
It's time for our halftime report. Brought to you by United Community Bank on 97.5 Glory FM.
Our United Community Bank customers have spoken, and we like what we hear.
We're beyond grateful that United gave us the opportunity to build our new home.
They're more than a bank. They're a trusted partner.
United clearly listens and understands my goals.
Doing the little things. That's how we've built award-winning customer service and trust, one customer at a time. United Community Bank, where the little things make a big difference. Visit ucbi.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS, number 421841.
The Gas Man at Mills Fuel Service is ready to take care of all of your propane gas needs. You can heat your water, dry your clothes, and cook your meals with clean, economical, dependable propane gas from Mills Fuel Service. Call 770-887-5235. 770-887-5235. And they have two great locations to serve you. They're in Cumming and in Dahlonega at Mills Fuel Service.
Stringer Insurance congratulates the Lumpkin County football team for their historic season. Stringer Insurance offers a wide range of auto, personal, and business insurance services and plans. If you are unsure of your coverage needs, don't worry. They offer free consultation. They have two convenient locations to serve you in Dahlonega and Gainesville. Go to their website, stringerinsuranceagency.com. Providing dependable personal insurance since 1931, Stringer Insurance says, go Indians!
Murphy's Law says, if something can go wrong, it will. Like your heat going out during a cold snap. But Brooke's Law says, don't wait in the cold. I'm Brooke with Conditioned Air Systems. And if your heat stops working this winter, you have two choices. Wait a while until someone else can get there or call us anytime for fast service. If you don't like to wait, especially in a cold house, remember to obey Brooke's Law. Call us at 770-536-7509. Conditioned Air Systems and Train, keeping North Georgia comfortable.
And tonight's game being brought to you in part by Mills Fuel Service and by insurance company. Our great friends, you know him down there.
Yep,
with
Steve Stringer.
Yep, mm-hmm. Steve Stringer, Stringer Insurance. We thank him for his sponsorship of Indians football this evening. Looking forward to seeing Steve at lunch next Monday, hoping with a victory. Because if the Indians win, we're back here next Friday. Think about Joe playing football in December.
That's pretty cool. Literally and physically.
Yes.
Yeah, and that'd be a great thing. I mean, it's already really good. You know, the youth program has come up. They won a couple of the Mountain Athletic Conference Super Bowls this year. Coach Webb's kids play on one or two of those teams. So he's just building the program from the young guys on up. They started 6 years old and just come all the way up with them, and they've done a good job over the last couple of years building it. He's got a lot of seniors in this year's group, but I tell you what, they're playing, still playing well. As Gary did in the interview, they're moving the ball, but then they get bogged down after they get a first down or two. And between Mason and Cal, they're kind of carrying. They had a big catch right there by A.J. Scott a few minutes ago to continue the drive. They just got to put something together, and inside the 20, they got to go ahead and put it in the purple end zone down there and score a touchdown or two.
Well, you mentioned also there was a pass completion by Mobley. Right now they're doing their best to hook up with Evans and also Matthews and Davenport and stop them from being open at all for Cal.
Yeah, exactly. They've kind of cut off. You know, Nolan was a big guy last week with a couple of touchdowns. Luke Evans is kind of a go-to guy, averaging nearly 60 yards a game receiving the ball. And, you know, they've kind of shut them out tonight. They threw to them on the last two drives a lot, just couldn't get them to it. And good defense, though, by Savannah Christian to keep them from getting the football.
Well, the Longstreet Cafe FCA scoreboard here at halftime, our score, Savannah Christian 21, Lumpkin County 6. The other bracket in this division has, this bracket has down in Columbus, Carver leading Monroe Area at halftime by a score of 18-7. And if Carver wins, they would either come here or they would play host to Savannah Christian next week, one of the two. So I hope we got a long road trip for them coming up here next week.
That'd be nice if they come on up here, that's for sure. Yeah, on the scoreboard here at the halftime, you got Mill Creek and Camden County tied at half. Camden had a long ride up to Mill Creek for that. Buford trails Grayson at the half, 13-7. Commerce and Bryan County at the half tied at 8. North Oconee trails Benedictine, 21-13, excuse me. Elbert County and Swainsboro knotted up at 14 at the half. Jefferson leads by 2 over Harris County, 14-12. Rayburn County getting shut out late in the second quarter, 17-0. Prince Avenue, 13-7 over Irwin County. Wesleyan, 21-14 over Calvary Day, which would be a huge win for Wesleyan because Calvary Day is number one in the state. And that's the one lone region loss that Savannah Christian has this year. Colquitt County, 18-14, as my screen changes.
And Wes was in that bracket, by the way, Joe, with Cedar Grove and Mary Persons.
Yep. You said Gainesville was up earlier 17-7, I believe
yes,
you said.
Yes, halftime.
Yep, so they're behind on that one because they got them at 14-7. So that's the updated scoreboard that I have.
Yep, again, we'll see the other bracket here with, you mentioned Wesleyan leading their ball game with Calvary Day down in Savannah. And the other one had Mary Persons playing host to Cedar Grove, and two very good football teams. We saw Cedar Grove a few years ago, and we saw what kind of football team they have. So you got eight teams left, and any one of these eight teams win the state championship.
Yeah, when you get this far, anybody on any given night can pull upset, win a game, whatever, and any of them are probably capable of going on and winning, Mike, and that's just that's what the hometown fans, the Lumpkin County Indians, are hoping for tonight, is for their purple guys in purple, the purple and gold, to go in and win this game tonight.
Yep, the Band of Gold performing down here at halftime here at the Burial Grounds at Cottrell Field. Now, again, the way the playoffs work next Friday will be the semifinals. And then because of some commitments there at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, they have changed the state championships to midweek games. Mm-hmm. And just to let you know, the state championship would be decided on a Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock for the Class AAA state championship. Was it coming up on the 18th, I think it was, Joe, from that standpoint?
Yeah, I think it's I'd have to go back and look, but I think it's the week of the All-Star, the FCA All-Star game up here.
Yeah, it was. The 13th.
Correct.
It was Wednesday the 13th is what it was, because the FCA East-West All-Star game we'll have here on 97.5 Glory FM coming up on Thursday, December 14th from Lakeview Academy. We'll have that annual event for you right here to wrap up our coverage of high school football. Next week, our broadcast schedule on Monday night here in Dahlonega will be the Ladies of North Georgia looking to win their fifth straight game as they'll play host to Catawba. 6 p.m. tip-off with the Nighthawk Sports Network with Craig Corbin and Lee Glenn. Then Tuesday night, Joe and I have high school basketball for you once again. We'll be at North Hall High School. Looking forward to seeing Jefferson take on North Hall there. And it should be a good ball game there from Lincoln Trail Court there at North Hall. Then next Friday, we'll have the action, either football here in Dahlonega or bring you high school basketball back at North Hall, or North Oconee taking on North Hall. Either way, we're here with football or North Hall basketball coming up next Friday night.
and lots of sports. As Mike has always said, we have more sports than any other station in North Georgia, and I can promise you, folks, he is telling the truth on that because he keeps me hopping, that's for sure.
Now tomorrow we got college football one more time. Yep. Tomorrow at 1:30 it will be the Panther pregame show. Counting down to kickoff with a 2 p.m. kick in Norfolk, Virginia. Georgia State takes on Old Dominion, and the Panthers looking for their seventh win of the season. Tomorrow night, all eyes will be on Atlanta there at Hyundai Field as it will be Georgia taking on Georgia Tech. And night game, a rare night game for those two teams.
Well, a rare night game, and been a long time since they played them. Prime time at 7:30 on Saturday night. The Dogs go looking to go undefeated again, regular season-wise, going into the SEC championship against that dreaded Alabama team from Tuscaloosa next weekend down at the Mercedes-Benz Field, trying to win the SEC championship and go on to the CFP playoffs.
Looking for the 29th consecutive win with the ball game tomorrow night against Georgia Tech, which now is bowl eligible for the first time in a long time. Congratulations to them. The Dogs looking for the SEC championship and then the Final Four, and looking forward to another national championship. Here at halftime, it is Savannah Christian 21, Lumpkin County 6. We're back in 2 minutes or more of the United Community Bank Halftime Show on 97.5 Glory FM.
Our United Community Bank customers have spoken, and we like what we hear.
We're beyond grateful that United gave us the opportunity to build our new home.
They're more than a bank. They're a trusted partner.
United clearly listens and understands my goals.
Doing the little things. That's how we've built award-winning customer service and trust, one customer at a time. United Community Bank, where the little things make a big difference. Visit ucbi.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS, number 421841.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Opportunities are often found in the most unexpected places. Hello, this is Matt Nix with Duplicating Products, your local Canon, Savin, and HP dealer. After 48 years in business, we've seen a lot of opportunities along with some pretty big challenges. Sometimes they're one and the same. If you have an opportunity for a new business partner or a current challenge in your office, turn to us at Duplicating Products. We'll do everything possible to deliver the best solution and an honest partnership. Call us at 770-532-9932 and see us online at duplicatingproducts.com.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
We're back here in Dahlonega halftime. Joe and Mike with you here, along with Gary Glenn. And, of course, back in our studios, producing the game as always, Nathan Lanny. And here at halftime, 21-6. I'd be curious to see what kind of adjustments they make here at halftime, Joe. And it looks like Dr. Primo's maybe working on a player. I hope not, but he was. Yep. Right now he's not joining us. So go back to your old days of training, because NGPG does such a great job of working out with people who have injuries, especially the Black and Blue Clinic on Monday mornings.
Yeah, I'll say this right off. When I first started out as a trainer, folks, was back in the, I joke about it, back in the dark ages, back in the 70s, and basically it was giving ice to rolled ankles or a finger and then taping them together or taping up an ankle. And I was able to, fortunate enough to go to Georgia Tech for a couple of days and go to university for a couple of days and go to Clemson for a week. And the well-known trainers at those back in those days at those schools learned a lot of tricks of the trade, if you will. Back then, Mike, it was mainly rolled ankles or a knee or something would happen. You didn't see as many, I don't think, as many ACLs as you do now. You know, you'd see a lot of elbow. We had shoulder injuries back then, depending on the sport. I only did football 1 year, but I did basketball 4 years and baseball a couple of years. A lot of jammed fingers, of course. And one thing that a lot of folks may not know that I learned as I went along in my training days, that the best thing for a pitcher and that rubs a blister on his throwing hand is pickle juice.
Absolutely.
And they'll drink the pickle juice, and they'll stick their finger down in the pickle juice. And usually in about 3 days, it hardens enough over to where they can come back throwing. A lot of folks, I probably know that by now, but pickle juice, I heard bananas are good. I think bananas are just good overall, health-wise. But rolled ankles was the biggest thing. I learned how to do the figure eight and the stirrup and all that stuff with the taping of those things. I learned how to tape fingers well and turn the wrist. Had a lot of thumbs we had to tape back in the day. Wound up having to learn how to tape elbows for hyperextensions.
Wow.
Back in the day.
But, you know, nowadays, you know, what Dr. Primo says, joins the last 2 weeks here at halftime of ball games, it's the scary thing is, buddy, mm-hmm. is the concussions you keep seeing. And
exactly.
Anybody, you, I, as a weekend warrior, could do something, and then next thing you know, you got a concussion. You go to NGPG on Monday morning.
Well, you know, and the thing is, you know, luckily now, and for the last several years, all these high schools have enough trainers or student trainers here to help diagnose those type things. And that's a blessing. Because you and Gary and I and Ron have seen a lot of guys go down on the field and not come back, and you find out a little later, yeah, it was a concussion.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got to stay out with the protocol. You basically got to stay out 10 days to 2 weeks now before you can return, I believe it is, or maybe it's 7 to 10 days. Either way, you've got to be out a while. And you know as well as I do, back in your playing days and what would have been mine, you took a thump on the head. If you were able to go back in, you went in.
Listen, I broke two helmets, and I said my entire senior season when I played, I only played my senior season,
yep.
I had like migraines the entire time playing football, mm-hmm. where the fluorescent lights would just kill me from that standpoint. And it either had to be a concussion lingering, or
yep.
And it still scares me this day as old as I am now. So, you know, what did I do back in that day? You know?
Right. Well, it, you know, luckily, you know, you're still up and hobbling around and doing your thing. Good, the graces of the Lord, and I am too. Luckily, I put on a helmet one time and played in a little pickup game that we set up with a bunch of guys, and luckily I didn't hit my head with anybody, so I did pretty good that day. I came out, body was sore, but that's about it. With these guys now, you have to take such precautions with helmets, shoulder pads, bad. I was talking with a friend of ours earlier tonight about these guys wearing their pads. Well, you and I have always seen them with the knee pad across the knee.
Uh-huh.
And that's still the rule. But gradually between the pros and now college, now these high schoolers they don't even have the knee pad in, and they have the leg, the elastic up around the top of the knee. And to me, that's dangerous, but that's just kind of the style now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what everybody's doing. And I'm just like, I don't care if it's a style or not. I believe I'm going to have that protection down there, you know. So
absolutely.
I know it gives you more freedom as far as moving your legs and running and whatnot, but still kind of dangerous if you hit just the right way.
Well, I go back to even the high ankle sprains. You know, that could be a part of it also there. And we saw, again, Dr. Green was talking about what Brock Bowers went through, for example, and really
exactly.
what you do.
Mm-hmm. Brock's thing was got tackled, and ankle got kind of turned up under or rolled over or whatever, and he was able to get back in 3 weeks with all the training, helping the medical staff down at the university, and he's back out there. I think he kind of tweaked it a little again the other day, but they said he should be all right for tomorrow. And you know, these guys nowadays, it's amazing how quickly they can come back from some injuries. And
well, with that, you can always go to NGPG, all different locations. They are all around North Georgia, and you can go. They've got one here in Dahlonega, and you can mm-hmm. go all over the area there on Monday mornings with a Black and Blue Clinic. No reservation. They stand no appointments, I should say, and you just walk in, and they'll treat you right there at NGPG.
Yeah, they just go in and what's your ailment today, Joe? Well, I just can't hardly walk, Doc, and they help you out, that's for sure.
We got much more for you here at halftime. It is Savannah Christian 21, Lumpkin County 6. We're back and more of the United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM.
Our United Community Bank customers have spoken, and we like what we hear.
We're beyond grateful that United gave us the opportunity to build our new home.
They're more than a bank. They're a trusted partner.
United clearly listens and understands my goals.
Doing the little things. That's how we've built award-winning customer service and trust, one customer at a time. United Community Bank, where the little things make a big difference. Visit ucbi.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS, number 421841.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
We're back here at halftime, and Dr. Primos did make it here. We were talking about you, sir, just a few moments ago about the great work y'all do at NGPG. So you've been busy here at halftime?
Yes, I have. I've been seeing some injuries.
All right, so can you tell us just the type of injury, not the individual, but the type of injury you're seeing?
A couple of bruises, some finger injuries, things like that. Nothing severe.
Tell us about the treatment of a finger injury. Joe was telling us about what he do, like just tape them up, or how you treat those, sir?
Well, just a plain old jammed finger, you would probably just tape it to the neck, to the finger next to it. But then if you think it, you evaluate it and see if you think it might be fractured. If it is, they need to get an x-ray for that.
So they're able to probably play here in the second half, you think?
If you tape it up and it's not deformed, not severely malformed, you could probably play with it. Yes.
So you mentioned bruises, for example. I go into your office there on Monday morning, for example, the Black and Blue Clinic, the Black and Blue, what it is from that standpoint. When you see it's more severe than just a bruise, it may be a deep bruise, that kind of thing, for an injury.
Yeah, for like a severe deep bruise, you might need some therapy. Just resting it, maybe get some therapy to help the motion get back.
So we talked about before, we've talked about the different injuries that you see on a regular basis, especially in the ball games, and also there on Monday mornings at your offices with the NGPG. And we were talking about before is that these guys hit so hard, and we're seeing here on Weekend Warriors, that kind of thing. Still, the scary thing is it's concussions, isn't it?
Right. That's very scary.
And we've talked about there's a certain protocol. We're here on the weekends. If something does get happy, you say you get your bell rung. There's certain protocols people should take, right?
Right. When someone first gets injured, gets a head injury during the game, we would evaluate them right then and see how their mental status is, evaluate their neurological exam, check their eyes, check their nerves, check their balance, things like that. And by evaluating that, we see how severe it is at the moment.
It's amazing as large these players are nowadays. They're 16, 17, 18 years old, and you see how quick they are, that kind of thing. And then they're just going at it headstrong. You can see an injury before you know it.
Right. Yes.
So you go to your offices. Tell everybody again about your offices, where you're located.
So we have several offices. The one closest to here in Dahlonega would be over on in Dawsonville on Med Plaza 400 on 400 Highway. And we're actually building a brand new office right next door to that. So we're about to expand into a brand new building.
I heard about that. Yes.
Right there on 400.
And so looking forward to the new NGPG Lumpkin being built here.
Yeah, the hospital.
That's going to be a big thing, too.
Right.
All right, so we'll send them your way coming up on Monday mornings at Black and Blue Clinic. Dr. Primos,
yes.
Thank you very much. We'll get a win tonight, okay?
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. Dr. Primos of NGPG joins here. We're back with the kickoff of the second half in 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
This has been the United Community Bank Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM. The second half kickoff is coming up next.
We've seen many trends come and go over the years.
The usually tried and true is the best.
And that means Steel from Autry's Ace this Christmas.
Steel produces the number one selling chainsaw and a full line of outdoor power tools from blowers, trimmers, brush cutters, and construction tools.
You can trust Steel to get the job done.
A Steel chainsaw, trimmer, or blower is the perfect gift to give or to keep.
Come by and see our full, tried and true line of Steel products today at Autry's Ace Hardware, Thompson Bridge Road in Gainesville.
The Gas Man at Mills Fuel Service is ready to take care of all of your propane gas needs. You can heat your water, dry your clothes, and cook your meals with clean, economical, dependable propane gas from Mills Fuel Service. Call 770-887-5235. 770-887-5235. And they have two great locations to serve you. They're in Cumming and in Dahlonega at Mills Fuel Service.
You know, Joe, get ready for the second half. This is just so reminiscent of the run that the Lumpkin County girls basketball team had in the state playoffs, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. They had a fantastic run, you know, two years in a row. And just ran into a really tough team last year in the championship game. But they've the football team here, if they can come out and score a touchdown, and then they need seven on this first drive and cut it down to eight.
And stop them,
and then come down and do something like that. They give them a little momentum. If they score, that'll give them a lot of momentum, in my opinion. But like Gary and I were chatting there while you were talking to Dr. Primos, that the thing is the speed that Savannah Christian has, you can't coach it. And sometimes, unless you've got the same speed, it's hard to defend.
And they beat Morgan County last week. Was it 33-10? I think it was. Yep. Before that. That four overtime game with Peach County had to be something.
Well, and I was talking to the video young lady that does a video for Savannah Christian. I was talking to her before the game. She's here beside me on the left, and she said that in the regulation in that overtime game was 20-20, and it wound up being like 48-45 was the final in four overtimes. Mm-hmm. So you know, one of those like the White County game that Lumpkin had earlier this year for sure. Lumpkin will receive the opening kickoff here in the second half. You'll have Cheatham kicking off for Savannah Christian. Davenport is back to receive. He's back deep.
This kickoff brought to you by
along with Nolan Matthews. Up backs will be Evans and Sullins.
And Nolan Matthews.
Davenport and Matthews back at the 10 and the 9, respectively. Start the third quarter, 21-3. Savannah Christian with the lead. The winner advances on to the Final Four. The loser will see a good season come to an end.
Cheatham, well, this is the most important drive of the game.
High end-over-end kick. It's going to come down to Harper on the far side. The 20, the 25. He's going to be tackled from the side around the 27-yard line. And, yes, Gary, I agree with you. This is the most important drive of the game for the Indians. They need to come down and put seven on the board.
Isaiah Redmond on the stop. Yeah, you've really got to do something with this drive. I mean, Coach Webb was semi-upbeat when he said, well, you know, we've cut it to two scores, which is right.
Yep.
But if you don't do something with this drive and they come down and do something to you, your confidence is going to go into the cellar.
Yeah, first down.
Really got to do something.
Ball's on the 27. Two wide outs. One guy is a slot kind of on the far side, up close to the end. Got Walker Scott. Sullins beside his quarterback. Sullins gets the handle. Hole! At the 30, down to the 35, up to the 39. Big hole that time behind Lane McColeman. Will Souls on the far side to get an opening and get about 12 yards out to the 38-yard line. First and 10 for the Indians.
And Busey had to make the stop in the secondary. That's what you need right off the bat. Now just keep it up.
Yep. And the shotgun, Faulkner to Sullins. Sullins trying to get through. He got across the 40 and got pushed back. They're going to spot him to the 41 is where the guy on this side is spotting it at. So they're going to say to the 41, and it'll be give him 1, 2, 3 yards. It'll be second down, 7 yards to go.
Redmond and Miles on the stop that time. We've called their name before. They've been very active for the Raiders on defense here.
Well, here you go, average 3 to 4 yards a carry.
Matthews on this side. Evans on the other. Faulkner stands up along with the rest of the team, looks over the line, just kind of rolls around and looks, swivels their hips. Mason Sullins on the right hand of his quarterback. Throws it in a hurry. Complete, barely down to the 45. Really quick pitch out there to Nolan Matthews. He caught it. Had to kind of come back. It was behind him, and he was able to come back and get it. It's going to be third and short, third and three now for the first down.
Yeah, Wall dove for the pick that time, didn't get it.
It's third and three for the Indians.
It was complete by the Indians that time, but it still brings up third and a good solid three.
Ball on the near hash mark. Two wideouts. Hand off to Mason. Mason picking a hole. He's got the first down down to the 50. Big run that time. He got 5 yards. Bobby Mason Sullins down to the 50.
Joe, they're mixing up running pass right now. You can see that was either going to be with Mason or it was going to be with Cal, one of the two.
Well, and you got to mix it up, I think, Gary, is to kind of keep them on their heels a little bit.
Yeah, LaDamian Guyton in on the big guy on that last stop. But I like this. I like the intensity that the Indians are displaying on this drive.
Two wideouts, a slot. One running back, that's Sullins. Sullins fake. While Faulkner pass completed to 40, down to the 38. First down, that's number five, Luke Evans.
So he is as accurate as anybody there is sort of football.
Look at just a little in route right there with slant coming back in towards him. He got out 10 yards, caught it, and got down to the 38, first and 10 Indians.
Getting Cal's first year, sorry, Gary, first year as a quarterback here. The poise he has shown is phenomenal.
Hands off to Mason. Mason picks his hole to the 35, down to the 33.
Nathan Cullen.
Right. Right now, the Raiders are rocked back on their heels a little bit. Miles again on the stop that time. Like I said before, Cal is really, really good on those quick hitters across the middle.
But Gary, look what the offensive line's doing right now.
Where he's had trouble, guys, is when he drops back into the pocket and the pocket collapses and he's got to start running.
Yep.
Much better if he can stand there and sling it.
Picked up right at seven on that second down three. Hands off to another running back this time. That's number 22 in the game. Will Wood carried it and got about a yard, maybe to the 31.
Well, obviously they're trying to give Sullins a breather that time, and he might have picked up a yard. I don't know, but they hit him immediately, and there was a whole crowd of white shirts around him.
Mason comes right back in, came out. Maybe they got him a swig of water and a little boost of energy and ready to go now. In my day, I would have took some lime green Powerade and been ready to go, ladies and gentlemen. Third down in about three. It's a short one, though. And off to Mason. Mason trying to come this side. Not going to happen. One of the defensive end comes around and knocks him down. That was number nine in on the tackle. David Boosie that time, a linebacker, I believe.
Boosie at 6'1", 195. Good size that time. Read it well. Had him a little bit. That was a semi-blitz that time, guys. He was shooting a hole and happened to keep Mason in the backfield. Knocked him back for a couple of yards.
Dr. Primo's still working on injuries, bruises, and fingers.
Fourth down, knocked him back three, is fourth and about six. Looking to pass, got to hurry. Over to Sullins, a little swing pass. They got him from behind. Sullins for the first down, 25, 20, 15 to flag, 10 down inside the 10 to the 7, a flag back at the 22.
That was a great job by Mason Sullins, who had to elevate, and he went up so high you could see his belly on those little cutoff jerseys, but he snatched it down out of the air, took off with it, but this looks like it might be coming back. I don't know.
But for the spot of the foul, though, how much will he pick up here?
Let's see what the white hat does. He trots back over to this side. I like this. Like I said a minute ago, they come all the way back over here to let us know. We got a sideline warning on Savannah Christian. How about that?
That's all it was.
Wow.
That's all it was.
How about that?
Play counts.
All right. The referees and the chain crew, they're all wearing striped shirts tonight. They said, come on down. This is huge.
Yep. He's right there and knocks him down with a penalty, knocks him down to the 7-yard line. First and goal. First time I think we've been able to say that for the Indians tonight, boys. 8:13 in the quarter.
I think you're right. Last time, close enough for first and goal.
A.J. Scott comes back out on the field as an end or as a receiver. Give it to Mason. Cal keeps it. Cal down to the drive. They're pushing him from behind. He gets to the five, and that's it.
That's it. I tell you.
Ooh, he twisted an ankle or something, boys. He comes up hobbling.
That big number 95, Elijah Griffin at 6'6", 285. He just stood in the middle of that line with all the rest of his compatriots there and just made a wall at the five, and they wasn't going nowhere after they hit the five.
Cal is struggling right this second, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
what happens hopping. When he's taking it is taking it yourself right there. He's trying to take as much time. There's 16 on the play clock. He comes out or comes in.
Second and goal for the
flip-flopping
Indians.
Around. Mason's over-checking on him. 9 on the play clock. 7, 6, 5. He gets it. Throws it in a hurry or tries to. Throws it late.
Touchdown.
Touchdown! In the back of the end zone. Who caught that one?
I'm guessing Harper.
Cal Harper's pass complete.
Yep.
Nolan Matthews
caught it right there on the A.
Yeah, and he caught it sitting down.
Yes, he did.
He was sitting down, and he caught that ball.
Cal went up, kind of faked it, and then waited, and Nolan drifted over, got open, and boom, he threw a rocket in there to him, and Nolan caught it.
And he did it on a gimpy leg. Now they're going to go for two.
Going for two. Two backs, one on either side of him. One of them is Nolan. looking to pass. He rolls out to the near side. He's got a throw, and he does. He's got Mason over here at the five. Good. They got the two-point conversion, 21-14 with 7:18 in the quarter.
And we're back with more in 1 minute live in Lanega. This is Lumpkin County Playoff Football on 97.5 Glory FM.
Stringer Insurance congratulates the Lumpkin County football team for their historic season. Stringer Insurance offers a wide range of auto, personal, and business insurance services and plans. If you are unsure of your coverage needs, don't worry. They offer free consultation. They have two convenient locations to serve you in Dahlonega and Gainesville. Go to their website, stringerinsuranceagency.com. Providing dependable personal insurance since 1931, Stringer Insurance says, go Indians.
Murphy's Law says if something can go wrong, it will. Like your heat going out during a cold snap. But Brooks Law says don't wait in the cold. I'm Brooke with Conditioned Air Systems. And if your heat stops working this winter, you have two choices. Wait a while until someone else can get there or call us anytime for fast service. If you don't like to wait, especially in a cold house, remember to obey Brooks Law. Call us at 770-536-7509. Conditioned Air Systems and Train, keeping North Georgia comfortable.
Backyard play to Harper Davenport. His head goes to Noah Matthews.
Neto's high kick comes down to Smalls. Coming over to this side to 30, the 35. He runs out of bounds at the 37. He caught it on the far side around the 20. And he's able to make it to the far side of the field over here around the 33 is where they'll mark him out.
But Joe, how big was that two-point PAT?
Oh, that two-point conversion, guys, was huge right there. And a great fake in the middle. The three guys collapsed on him and were chasing him, and Mason just released to the near side, was wide open, caught it around the eight, and turned around and clear sailing for the two-point conversion.
And Faulkner did that one on the run.
Yes,
and
sir.
Don't forget, on both of those passes, for the six and for the two, he was doing it on a gimpy leg.
Yes, he was.
Now you got to answer here. Now you've got to have a defensive stand here. You can't let these guys come back down and get another touchdown.
First down at the 38. They hand off to Smalls. Smalls is stopped in the backfield. Huge defensive play by three purple jerseys. One of those guys looked to be number 42, if I'm not mistaken, Connor Bagley.
Yep.
And Joe, go back to two-point PAT. If they had missed it, you're still down by two scores.
Yep.
They got now you're down by one.
Now you're down one.
Gerald Walker in there. Walker, one of the fastest players on the field. He may be running back for the Indians next year.
Second down, 11 yards to go. Ball's on the 37. Raiders hands off to the up back. He's going to get across the 40. A little open field at the 45, the 40, 50, 45, 40. And Smalls, instead of trying to get more gear, he knows he's got the first down. He's running out of bounds.
Smart play.
Did throw it to 42, or excuse me, the 37
well,
of the Indians.
You've already said it. You can't coach it. You can coach them to be a little, but speed is there, and
yep.
it's a God-given gift. You can work at it, get better at it, but that initial speed is there, and that's just something right now that the Indians are having to contend with.
Going the other way to Wall this time, a little trap play on the other side. Wall open at the 20, the 15. They got to run him out of bounds, down around the 12.
Henry Wall on the carry for the Raiders.
Wall run out of bounds on the far side by Andrew Ross.
Well, they're doing the smart thing. They're attacking the edges.
Yep. And the edges is what's hurt the Indians tonight. They contained pretty good inside. They did early on the first drive on the edges really well, and now it's tough on them.
Well, they've had trouble containing.
One of Smalls again across the five into the end zone for the touchdown.
Exactly what you did not want to happen.
I don't know. I'm going to ignore that right there.
Well, they answered, and it didn't take them long, did it?
No, it didn't. Didn't take them long at all. And that little gesture at the end by Small should have a flag. But that didn't happen.
On to attempt the extra point for the Raiders.
So, attempt the extra point to go up two scores. As, you know, they run a guy on late as a blocking back, Ethan Bird, to attempt the extra point. 6:16 in the quarter. The snap hold. The kick is up and is good. 28-14 with 6:16 remaining in the third.
And back on high school football in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
And the Indian 14.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Change can be bad or change can be good. Hello, this is Matt Nix with Duplicating Products, your local Canon, Savin, and HP dealer. In serving Northeast Georgia for more than 48 years, we've learned that while change is inevitable, it also brings opportunity. Just look at the bad changes of the pandemic that helped lead to improved technology and innovation. Let Duplicating Products help you find the opportunity in the changes that may affect your business. Give us a call at 770-532-9932 and see us online at duplicatingproducts.com.
Against punch, counter punch, you got to answer.
Got to answer again. You had a really good-looking drive at first. You had a little help on that one penalty, but a nice-looking drive. Indians need to answer right back and make it 28-21 if they can. It's 28-14 now. They need to come right back down the field.
That last one took a minute and 2 seconds off the game clock. It was so fast up. Didn't even have time to get my rosters around where I could help you out with the defense, Joe.
Run, run, run. No worries.
Boom.
Cheatham will kick it off again. Back deep. Sullins and Davenport. Matthews. Thank you. Sullins is back there, but he's standing around the 22 or 23. Cheatham will kick it from the 40. The left footer will come down. Sullins will take it at the 27 to the 30, the 35, up to about the 37. Oh, he bounced off a guy to about the 40. Good field position for the Indians all the way up to about the 40. Maybe the 41 is where they're going to mark it at.
Score from College Park, it is now Gainesville 17, Woodward Academy 10.
Tied in Bryan County with Commerce 16-all between the Tigers and the Redskins. Elbert County over Swainsboro by 2 in the fourth quarter, 28-26. Jefferson up by 9, 21-12 over Harris County.
Yeah, Mason Sullins is so strong. He gets up ahead of steam. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you hit him 5 yards before that he goes down, he's going to get that 5 yards.
Snap to Faulkner, hands it off to Sullins. Sullins busts through on this side. Got a flag.
Yeah, side judge just threw one right here. Look at the 39.
Got one on the far side, over there, too.
With a flag on the play.
Maybe a 5 yarder.
Somebody, both of the side judges threw a flag, so they must have seen the same thing.
Got out to the 42, so he picked up only 2 or 3 yards, maybe 2. And I think it's going to be, as they're talking, an illegal procedure on the Indians. And it'll come back 5 yarder. It'll be first down and 15 now from the previous spot. So it'll be at the 36-yard line. Got to get right across midfield of the 49.
I don't know if you see that very often. Both the flags on the sides were on almost the exact same yard line.
Don't say that a lot, that's for sure. Now they come up, you've got two wideouts. Walker Scott kind of in a slot again. Sullins to the left of his quarterback, Cal Faulkner. Nolan Matthews on one side, Luke Evans on the other. They take a long, hard look. Play clock at 12. Play clock at 10 and running. Cal takes it, hands off to Mason. Mason picking a hole, pushing his guy in the back. Get up to the 39. So he picked up 3. It'll be second down and about 12 from the 39. They've got to get 12 yards now to get the first down. 5:27 in the quarter. Indians down 2 touchdowns. Need to come back and score.
That'll make it man's. We get by 3rd and 3, that kind of thing. You only need
Fake
all one out.
Stands up, looking to throw, throws a bullet in the middle. Complete! Right there to number 6, Nolan Matthews, down to the 39 on the other side of the field.
Matthews
broke open, had a block. The guys were coming in from the side. Cal just faked one and then threw a bullet right down to Nolan Matthews, caught it around the 40 and got to the 36 before being tackled.
Well, he also fielded another low snap. And my nephew Darren, who had coached this bunch, noticed that they're really attacking the center.
Yeah. Good snap. Hands off to Mason. Mason cuts the other direction to 30. Switches hands and run out of bounds at about the 27-yard line.
The ball carrier.
I noticed that the chain guy over there dropped it and got out of the way in a hurry like you're supposed to.
Well, I can coach him on that.
Oh, mercy. I've seen a lot of chain crews get run over in the past. I know they got to get out of the way. That's for doggone sure.
I just try to put people between me and the ball carrier.
A.J. Scott comes in for Michael Nichols now. Second down, 2 yards to go, 4:53 in the quarter.
Well, this is a down. You might want to try to do something on it because you only got 2 yards to go.
Yep. Mason stands beside. Mason's going to have the first down across the 25, down to the 20. Yes, sir. Got seven big yards right there and got the first down. So, Gary, what you were saying, what he needed to try and do something, he did what he needed to do, right?
Yeah, he did. And I think maybe Fanna was expecting a pass or something on that. Instead, they went back to Mason. And you just had Miles have to grab him around the ankles, and he still got the first down.
First down at the 20, or just a tad outside the 20 now. Two wide outs, a slot. Going to fake, stand it, throw up a lob in the middle. Holy moly, what is it? Touchdown! Oh. Touchdown, Indians! Holy cow! Luke Evans catches it right between the A and the Indian Indians for the touchdown.
Oh, and he was well covered, that jump ball.
Yeah.
You didn't know who came down with him, but Evans wrestled it away from the defender for the 20-yard pass.
Everybody was holding their breath.
That's why I was hesitating, guys, because I was waiting on that back judge who was probably 5 yards from him to see if he goes up or rules it incomplete. And he went up late, but it's complete, and the Indians have cut it to 8. The extra point by Will Staples attempt would cut it to a touchdown. 4:23, Staples. The snap, the hole, the kick is up, and it is. Hits the upright and goes through.
Oh,
28-21.
Oh, we're back at Whitmill Memorial here for Dahlonega. You're tuned to Lumpkin County Playoff Football on 97.5 Glory FM.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
Well, guys, the Indians are 2-for-2 here in the second half.
Yep, need to keep it up. Need to stop on this one. Well, that would really, really turn the energy around place.
Sooner or later, you got to have a stop.
How about turnover?
Sooner or later, you
turnover would be great, too.
Turnover, stop. Well, that's kind of a stop.
Yep, Nieto comes up. Tomey's leather. A big line drive kick. Going to drive him back to about the 5. Comes out to the 10, the 15, the 20. Pursued by purple jerseys. Hit him right at the 25. Drives him back and knocked down at the 20.
Great coverage that time by Jackson Bell on the kick coverage team, number 26.
And
caught him and
worst,
held him up.
Probably good. That is their worst starting position.
On the special teams by number 26. Jackson Bell.
Ball will be placed at the 22, maybe 23. Quit walking out there.
Keep walking at 25.
Yeah, that's all I see. Started at the 22 and eased out to the 25. So first and 10, as Mike said, the worst starting position for the Raiders tonight. First and 10 at the 25. Up under center is Thomas. One wide out, hands to the up back. That's Smalls. Smalls is going to get two, maybe three, out to the 28 or 29. Second down.
I thought I just detected some extracurricular now, but I think it's just people stumbling around. There were so many of them jammed up in there. He went right up the middle. I mean, the big back went right up the middle and still picked up almost 4 yards.
Yep.
Maybe call it three.
Give him three. Second down, seven. One guy split out wide to this side. That's going to be 28, Carson Taylor. Now they got an end around coming to this side this time, and he cuts inside to 35, brought down into about the 39. He got the first down. That was number six, Jamari McIvory.
And that was
McIvory.
That was a bounce off of Andrew Ross, number 10. And that's, again, that counter track. Joe, watch it. When a quarterback will turn around, and he's gone under center most of the night tonight, which is something you don't see very often these days.
Right.
He starts one way and is around.
does a 360 and hands it off.
Another man in motion, hands to the up, back, stopped immediately for no gain at all right there. They tried to fool the purple machine there in the front and didn't happen. Second down and 10 now is stopping for no gain at the 40.
Joe, not being that successful first down play, is second, third down, they didn't really successful. Mm-hmm.
Well, that was big Connor Grealick. It bowed up that time and stopped him for no gain.
All right, one guy out wide, everybody out in tight. They're going to hand it off on the far side, number 11. They try to go low. They kind of trip him, but no, he gets loose across the 50 to the 45. He knocked down at about the 43.
Well, Mike, you called it. First down, they stop him. Then second down, they attack the edge again. It's been their pattern.
The first down ball is at the 43-yard line. The umpire tosses it to the white hat, who will place the ball down. Usually don't see that happen, but the white hat was over to help him out. First down and 10, 2:47 left here in the third quarter. One touchdown advantage for the Raiders.
First and 10 Raiders from the Indians.
To get a stop or a turnover right here would be wonderful for the Indians. One wide out to the near side, high up snap. They're going to hand off to the running back. Running back's going to bounce off a guy. A flag comes in late from the referee, from the umpire, or the white hat, excuse me. And number 4, Smalls, gets out to the 439, but a flag behind.
I think that would maybe a hold or a block in the back. Let's see. they did not go into center that time. And it's going to be a hold.
Yep. It's going to be holding on the Raiders. And that ball will come back from the spot. So well, that'll make it first down in about 15. First and 20.
This is what you hold. What you hope here, guys, that this is a momentum killer.
Yep. First down and 20 now, exactly. We want the old Mo to switch the other way back to the purple side. Really nice crowd on hand tonight. I think I mentioned earlier.
And maybe the biggest crowd we've seen.
Yeah, about 4 sections full for the home standing crowd Indians tonight.
And I think they brought a couple of busloads up from Savannah, too.
Mm-hmm. They got a decent crowd down on the far end down there. This time, it's reverse coming over to this side. And they're going to stop him at the 49-yard line. The ball came out. The Indians got it. That's number 10. They came up with the football. Andrew Ross at the 50. How about that, ladies and gentlemen? Wow. Talk about a huge play. We've been calling for it, Gary, and Andrew was able to take it away.
And you could see the ball starting to come out as he was going down. So it definitely was not down. Definitely was a fumble. And you saw number 10, Andrew Ross, come up with that ball.
Yeah, we said we needed a turnover, didn't we?
Yep.
Right at midfield.
Right, just the nose of the football, or the tail of the football, if you will, is touching the 50. So they're just on the other side of the 50. 4 wideouts, 3 on the far side. Sullins to the right of his quarterback. Sullins catches the – oh, he dropped it. He dropped it. That was a – they got – yeah, that's a – that's a
– oh, that was, they're going to call that a pass. Yeah. That was very close to being a lateral.
Exactly. That's what I thought the white hat was waiting on, but he flopped his hands out there incomplete.
The last time that the Raiders had a turnover back in the first half, the interception, the Indians scored. Need to score here.
Yep, need to come down and score right here. Second down and 10. Now they're trying a little flare pass out to Sullins. It's kind of behind Mason. He couldn't catch it.
Yeah, you saw Big Melton pick that thing up. He had dreams of scoring.
Hand off to Mason. Mason across the 50, down to the 45, the 43. Finally brought down to the 42. Big Mason doing all he can for his Indians. They got gave him right at 8. Second and 2. Third and 2, excuse me.
You saw number 1, Jaden Miles, have Mason around the waist and digging his heels to try to bring him down.
Yep. Third and 2 now. 2 wideouts. Faulkner to Sullins. Sullins, first down, 25, 35. Down to the 30. Got a block. 20. Down to the 18. Knocked down at the 18. Big hole right there on the far side. Lane McColeman, Will Soule, Matthew Reese, Jacob Garmany, and Trenton Brooks are doing the damage for the Indians up front.
Noah Stone,
23.
Noah Stone and a couple of the white shirts over there on Sullins, but he had up ahead of steam. He may not have the sheer speed, but he's got the tenacity and the grit.
First down at the 20, handoff to Mason again. Mason trying to get away. He does. Spins at the 20, at the 15, and knocked down at the 16.
Mason Sullins down to the 16.
Figure three.
Yep, going to give him to the 16, about three they'll stay. Second down, seven. They can get down right inside the 10 for a first down. 51 seconds. They can take their time right here. They don't have to be in a hurry.
Watch a pass.
Faulkner with two wideouts, one on either side. Evans, Matthews. Sullins behind him. Gives it to Sullins. Sullins trying to power across the 15. Right at the 15, well, and that's where it'll be.
That one didn't fool anybody. They just went with a straight dive play right off the tackle, and about four or five of the white shirts were right there and met him head up.
So final score in Columbus, Carver 18, Monroe area 14.
How about that? Third down. About five and a half to go for the first down.
They may or may not get this off this quarter.
5-4. They don't have to be in a hurry is the main thing. He snaps it, gets it off with 1 second. Hand off to Mason. Mason spins at the 8. Down to about the, or not the 8, but about, spun at the 15. Got down to about the 13, excuse me.
He didn't have anybody on him when he finally hit the turf. They're going to say where his knee hit.
That'll be the end of the quarter right there.
And we're back at the fourth and final quarter in 1 minute. Here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
All grill masters know that flavor is the most important thing.
And that's why all of us at Autry's know that Traeger is the number one selling wood-fired grill in the world.
They certainly are. The original Traeger was invented over 30 years ago in Mount Angel, Oregon, and they've been perfecting the art of wood-fire cooking ever since.
It's the wood pellets. That's what gives the amazing flavor, and that's why we carry such a variety.
Surprise someone special with the world's best-selling grill from Traeger this year. We'll help you find the Traeger that's right for you at Autry's Ace Hardware, Thompson Bridge Road in Gainesville.
That's what I'm saying. And he's right here at the net.
And we're Gary, you're back, buddy. So we start the fourth and final quarter here from Dahlonega.
Fourth down. Decision time for the Indians. Staples still on the sideline, I believe. Yep, because there comes Mason Sullins, Cal Faulkner. The rest of the offense, fourth down, about three and a half. They got to get down inside the 10 for the first down. Four wideouts for the Indians.
See if they go a hard count.
Trying to get them. It's 21 on the play clock.
They did. They clapped and then didn't snap it. So one of the defenders.
He come back. He throws it in a hurry. Mason Sullen. He's hit immediately. Ooh, that hurt. Racked him hard at the 18. As soon as he got the football, a guy keyed on him, knocked him down at the 17.
Boy, Jaden Miles hit him right in the lower back.
Yes.
Bent
him backwards, didn't he?
Bent him backwards. He's either not going to have to see his chiropractor on Monday or he's going to have to go see one.
Yeah,
for
sure.
That was a snap. I don't know. That was a little, I don't know about that one.
Who knows? Either way. It's still a touchdown lead.
Well, and here's the thing now. You just got to stop them.
Yep, you got to stop them.
Well, and I said they proved they could stop them. Well, they proved they could stop them with a turnover.
Yep.
They need to get a good, solid stop this time.
Worst field position tonight for the Raiders. First and 10 from their own 17-yard line. Thomas under center. Goes to 11. Henry on the far side. Kendry Wall trying to get out there, and he gets, he's got close to the first down. I believe he got it down to the 22 or maybe the 23.
They're just eating him alive with that little counter.
That little counter's really killing them. They got 10 yards on that one right there. He goes off the far side behind Lewis and Gross and gets the first down.
I bet you could have said that five or six times tonight, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Will Wood
10 yards on that counter.
Will Wood on the stop, 11:38 and a quarter. One wide out. Two guys kind of in slot. One of them's in motion. This McIvory, the flag on the play.
It's going to be a motion.
Illegal procedure. Yeah, illegal procedure. Pushing back five.
Pushing back.
Start against the Raiders.
Pushing back, way back as the old cheer goes. First and 15. Now ball will come back to the 27-yard line. Or 22-yard line. Ball is on the 27. And that's on the 22, first and 15 for the Raiders.
You know, when you do that trap, Joe, it doesn't hurt that you got Jordan Dillion over there at 6'3", 295.
Yep. Big old boy up there to help block. Hand off to the up back, Small. Small's got a hole down to the 30, runs over a guy down to about the 33.
Go Small's the ball carrier.
And I just noticed Dillion, look where he is. He's not just a big guy that stands there. He was down the field blocking for his back that time at 295 pounds.
Yeah, big 72. Yep.
33.
He got with a five, he got about 5 and 8, 13, so a second down, about 12, second down about 4 now. Little Smalls again across the 40 down the 41. First down for the Raiders, 10:46 in the quarter.
Those Smalls on the carry.
28-21. Raiders trail by a touchdown. Ball is just
first and 10, Raiders.
Sitting on the 40-yard line.
I don't know the way he's been running tonight. Zoe Smalls, Zoe may be short for Zoom.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. First down 10. The offense looks over to their coaching staff. Gets the play. Carson Taylor goes to the wide out on the far side. Ball on the far hash mark. One man in motion going to hand to that man. That's McIvory. Mike Ivory tackle from behind for about a one. The ball. I thought I started to say the ball got loose, but that was just a man that was running up there for the tackle. And he knocked down. Only got about a yard on the carry. It'd be second down and 9 for the Raiders. 10:08 left in the quarter. We are at the 10-minute mark right now, left in regulation.
All right, Indians,
from the Bear Grounds at the Cottrell Field.
This right here is your biggest play.
Second down. Smalls, one man in motion. Hand off to Smalls. Smalls trying to find a hole. Nothing going to happen. Maybe a yard. Flag comes in from behind. Let's see what the flag is.
Tackles made by number 55, Connor Grealick. We do have a flag on the play.
Depends on what it is, whether you take the play or the penalty. If it's a big one, you may want to back them up. If not, you may want to take the down.
Face mask on the defense.
Face mask against the
injury. Oh, that's a killer.
Wow. Coach Webb asking the side judge over here which one did it. So he would know, is it a 5-yarder or a 10-yarder? Looks like it's going to be 5. That's good because it's still short of the first down and it's second down.
Yeah, the thing about that, the down goes over. So.
Yep, second down and 3 now. Ball's at the 47. They have to get just a tad across the 50 for the first down.
Hunker down, guys.
28-21. Everybody up, one man out wide. Send the man in motion. Going to handle that man in motion. That's McIvory. He's got the first down across the 50, down to about the 47.
Boy, they start on one side. They do that sweep to the other, and they hit that edge so fast. It's just hard to stop them for 3 or 4 yards, and that's all they needed.
Patrick Woody comes in on defense right now for the Indians. 9:17 and running here in regulation. Raiders going from right to left here in this quarter, away from the field house. Indians going from left to right towards the field house. First down, 10 yards to go. Ball to 47 of the Indians. Counter play again, give off to Wall. Wall got about a yard before he was met by a host of purple jerseys.
That time they diagnosed it well.
Joe, score for you. Jefferson leading their ball game at Harris County at 35-12.
They wanted a flag on the big man on the far side over that time. I think that was 65 Gross, who basically put a Indian player on his backside about 5-10 yards down in front of everything, and they wanted to play. The referee came running in there telling them to chill out, I think. Second down, 9.
That's a legit block as long as you're just blocking head up.
47. Where the ball is. Hand off to Smalls. Trying to go around the far side. A lot of purple jerseys and white jerseys all gommed up in there together. It's about 4. It'll be 3rd down and 4 now after the play.
Well, you got to figure with a 7-point lead and on their side of the 50, this is 4-down territory for the Raiders.
Fourth quarter at College Park, 17-13, Gainesville on top of Woodward Academy.
How about that one?
Wow, close game. Third down. About, it's going to be a long four for the first down.
I know I've said it before, guys, but hunker down.
Thomas hands off to Small, trying to go around the far side. Going to be stopped. Short, I believe. Did he fall forward? He did. Oh, doggone it.
Yeah, he scored it out of the pile. I thought he was down.
I thought he was down at the 40, and all of a sudden you saw this white, this red helmet go forward, and he got about 3 yards and got the first down.
I didn't think he was even close to the first down until they spotted the ball.
7:33, got the first down now.
Now you're definitely in four down territory if you're the Raiders.
For sure. First down, ball is at the 36. See what they can do right here. Go on defense. The big purple machine needs to come up and do some. Handoff on the far side. Flag behind him. They're going to stop Carson Taylor. First time they've handed it to him tonight or in a while anyway. They stopped for a yard loss, but we got a penalty as the white hat threw it.
It'll be a hold.
Again, it depends on what the penalty is and how much it is.
He comes trotting. He's going to come all the way over here and talk to Keith Webb about that one, folks. See what he's got.
Yes. Let's see.
Don't see that much, but I kind of like what the referees are doing here tonight. They're explaining it to the coaches to let them know what they've got.
Well, I think they've done a good job of calling this game. There hasn't been a whole lot of penalties, to tell you the truth.
Illegal shift is declined, so they're going to take the play.
Yeah, that's what you're going to do because you got a lock on the play.
Yep.
And you only gain another, say, 3 yards on the penalty, plus you give them another down to work with.
Right, exactly. Second down and 11 now. Short 11, long 10. Second down, three wide outs. Thomas hands off to Small. Small's hit in the backfield, but keeps his legs going, spins around at the 35, down to the 32. So he picked up about 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 yards on the carry. It'll be second down and 6.
Yeah.
Third down and 6, excuse me.
Third down and 6. Huge, huge play here. But again, four down territory if you're the Raiders.
Oh, yeah.
Offense for Savannah Christian looks over to the side. 6:40 on the clock. 28-21 your score. Savannah Christian with the lead. One guy wide on this side. Quarterback Thomas up under. Little hands off to number one. He gets away from everybody at the 10. 5. Goes in, touchdown.
Oh.
That was little one, Jaden Miles that time, Gary, that squirted in there on that little counter and was able to get away at the 20 and go on in for the touchdown.
They've stopped the counter only once or twice all night long, and that time they gave it to a different back, which might have confused the secondary a little bit. It's a 32-yard touchdown for the Raiders, and now the clock is not your friend.
Nope. It is not for sure.
That
is
if you're the Indians.
Yep. 34-21 as Ethan Bird will try to attempt the extra point. Hold. His kick is up, and it's going to be barely over a little popover. It's good. 35-21 with 6:22 in remaining.
And we're back in 1 minute from Nalanika. This is Lumpkin County Playoff Football on 97.5 Glory FM. The gas man at Mills Fuel Service is ready to take care of all of your propane gas needs. You can heat your water, dry your clothes, and cook your meals with clean, economical, dependable propane gas from Mills Fuel Service. Call 770-887-5235. 770-887-5235. And they have two great locations to serve you. They're in Cumming and in Dahlonega at Mills Fuel Service.
Stringer Insurance congratulates the Lumpkin County football team for their historic season. Stringer Insurance offers a wide range of auto, personal, and business insurance services and plans. If you are unsure of your coverage needs, don't worry. They offer free consultation. They have two convenient locations to serve you in Dahlonega and Gainesville. Go to their website, stringerinsuranceagency.com. Providing dependable personal insurance since 1931, Stringer Insurance says, go Indians.
Got to go now. Down by two scores here in the fourth quarter.
You kind of have to go in a hurry, too. 6:22 remaining. They're down two touchdowns.
Well, you do have all three of your timeouts left yet. So
You do.
That's one bright spot. Cheat them. You got to do something this drive.
high pop-up. Will come down at the 14, 15-yard line in a hurry as Matthews got tripped up. Doggone, he had a little alley on the far side, and he got tripped up to 32.
Yeah, and the guy that just scored the touchdown, Joe,
yep,
made the tackle on the kicker.
Now, Jaden Miles came up and made the tackle. The ball is going to be placed down at the 36-yard line, I believe, 35. Let's see where they mark it. Yeah, right to 35. Bad news for the Commerce folks that they are beaten and they are done for the season. Commerce loses to Bryan County 24-16.
Wow.
Carver beats Monroe area 18-14. Elbert County goes down to defeat to Swainsboro 34-28. They came back and won that one late in the game. Calvary Day up on Wesleyan 28-21. Indians lineup. They had two wideouts. They hand off to Sullins. Sullins trying to drag a guy. Gets out to about the 39. Give him 4 yards. Second down. Six. Gainesville by seven. 17-10 is what I have. Had the Calvary Day score. Irwin County losing to Prince Avenue. And Brooks County still beating Braben County. Buford finally comes back and winning 14-13. And North Oconee getting drilled by two touchdowns. Hands off to Sullins. Sullins trying to go. He gets across the 40 out to about the 41. Picked up maybe a yard and a half or two. Second down four now. Third down four, pardon me.
Yeah, 55, Reed Penrose in on a couple of tackles. They list him at 123 pounds. That may be a little bit of exaggeration, but not much, guys. Look at him. He's 5'9", they say. And
he's dinky.
Dinky.
But he hits you hard.
Play clock just getting going out there, so they got plenty of time to waste. But, you know, they don't have a lot of time. They'll have to get it, score, and then go. Cal Faulkner claps the hands, gets the ball, fakes, stands it, throws it right. Knocked down right there. One of those big defensive linemen sticks a paw up and knocks it down.
I couldn't see. It was either 18 or 95. They're both really, really tall.
Mm-hmm. Intended receiver was going to be Luke Evans. I believe he might have been open on that little slant.
Fourth and four for the Indians.
But it didn't happen. They'll have to go for it right here, obviously.
LaDamian Guyton at 6'3", and Elijah Griffin. They both might have got a hand on it. Yeah, this is your ball
season.
Game.
Fourth down is the Indians look over with 15 on the play clock, getting their play.
Raiders asking their crowd to get up and cheer for the defense.
Look across. Cal takes the snap. Looking, rolls out, lots of guys coming, throws a pop up in the middle, they're coming back and it falls short, and that will go over on downs to the Raiders.
That was what our buddy Ron Poole calls the jailbreak blitz.
Yep.
They brought everybody, including one of the cheerleaders.
Yep, they brought everybody, and she was probably an eligible tackler on that team.
And that may be it.
And 5:08 now in the regulation.
Faulkner had to drop back and throw up this rainbow wounded duck looking thing.
Yep.
That was just nothing. But he had no choice. He had five guys in his face.
Yep.
That was a great defensive call by the Raiders. You just got to tip your helmet to him right there. That was a great defensive call.
FCA scoreboard. Your Jefferson Dragons, Gary, are up 35-12 over Harris County.
How about them scaly Dragons?
Yep.
In the final four, looks like.
Yep. Indians come out by the Raiders. One wide out. Thomas under center. Guy in motion. Going to hand off to the guy coming this direction. That's number 11.
Wall
is gone. He busted through and will get the touchdown easily down for the next score for the Raiders.
That's 41 yards.
Timmy Wall into the touchdown.
So the season will come to a close tonight for the Indians on their home field in Dahlonega. But what a season.
Wow. Unbelievable. They came back, cut it to seven on that opening drive of the second half. Got the turnover that we were asking for and just couldn't capitalize on that one.
That was
huge.
And Woodward Academy's just taking the lead on Gainesville late in the fourth quarter.
How about that? Bird to attempt the extra point.
Well, I'm going to tell you, when they didn't get that fourth down, that took all the wind out of them.
Yep. Bird's kick is up, and it is good, 42-21.
Excuse me, back with the kickoff in 1 minute. Live in Dahlonega, 97.5 Glory FM.
Murphy's Law says, if something can go wrong, it will. Like your heat going out during a cold snap. But Brooke's Law says, don't wait in the cold. I'm Brooke with Conditioned Air Systems. And if your heat stops working this winter, you have two choices. Wait a while until someone else can get there or call us anytime for fast service. If you don't like to wait, especially in a cold house, remember to obey Brooke's Law. Call us at 770-536-7509. Conditioned Air Systems and Train, keeping North Georgia comfortable.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
You tip your hat to Savannah Christian, but now you got to finish strong.
Got to finish strong. Caden Cheatham to kick it off for the Raiders, and he does. Little plunk kick down through there. It's going to roll out of bounds, I do believe. Yes, it does.
Went
around
the
17 or 14-yard line, excuse me.
By the way, that was, Joe, that was Kenry Wall's third touchdown of the night. He had one earlier at 10 and had scored from the 5 and then scored now from the 41. Smalls, let's see, two touchdowns tonight, I think.
Then in College Park, I should say, 2:31 to go in the game. Woodward Academy's just scored. They now lead Gainesville 20-17.
And you mentioned Smalls and you mentioned Wall. Both those guys are juniors. And Thomas, the quarterback, is just a sophomore.
Well, let's look at Mason Sullins. You know, you got a 2,000-yard back. Surely somebody's going to give you a look.
Oh, I would think you got to. If I'm a coach anywhere, I'm like, hey, what about the Sullins kid? Because he can play. First down and 10. Ball's at the 35. Faulkner back to pass. Not a big rush, but now they're coming on him. He's got to go the other way. He's being pressured. He's got to look. He throws it late, and it's going to be incomplete, out of bounds. But he just had to run for his life, and he and the defender over there, big number 76, it looks like, just kind of patting each other on the helmet, saying, good job, Buggin, for sure. These seniors for Lumpkin County, they've kind of turned the culture around for the Indians. I'll say that, Michael. They're 449 remaining here.
And they have.
Harper, Davenport, Mason Maiden, Maiden, Luke Evans, Andrew Ross as they come up first, second down now. Hands off to Sullins. Sullins going to cut across it to 35, to the 40, the 45, the 50, the 45, the 40, and runs out of bounds. A little bit of life right there by the Indians.
Well, yep, not done yet.
Yep, it's 15, 25, almost 26 yards on the run. Come on down here, Ryan Steele, Daniel Walters, Will Wood, Preston Cox are seniors, Hayden Gilbert. They'll line it up again, first at the 39, first down and 10 for the Indians, 4:42. Back to pass, everybody's coming, wow. They're going to sack him back on the other side of the 50 at the 44. They brought four guys that time, and big number 18, it looked like, got the tackle, LaDamian Guyton.
Well, and David Busey, number 9, another one of their seniors, also with a lot of pressure, and I think he might have been the one that finally...
A minute Drag 34 in College down. Park. Gainesville just got intercepted. Baxter right through an interception. The season may be over.
Ooh, for the Red Elephants. How about that? Come on down here to the other seniors. Mason Sullins, of course, a senior. Dakota Bennett. Nate Gilliland, a senior. Will Staples, a senior. He's in the top 10 in state in 3A in scoring. He got hit that time by one of that other big lineman, big number 95, Elijah Griffin. Wow, knocked him back another few yards. Just third down and forever, as Munson would say. Jalen Savoy, a senior. Lane McColeman, a senior. Fernando Gutierrez, a senior. Will Soles, one of the linemen. Trenton Brookshire, a lineman. And that's all your seniors, but that's a bunch of them. And Cal Faulkner is... played his tail off again tonight, but he's just hard to play against them big boys up front, that's for sure. Cal straightens up, throws it over the top there, and he's the guy that caught it on the far side, got hit immediately and dropped. That was looked to be Evans.
Joe, you got to remember, Cal was a region 7 AAA player of the year.
And he'll be back next year. He's just a junior.
Baker Woodward, the coach of the Raiders. Here's what you do. If you get the ball back here, and looks like you are on fourth down and what is it?
Forever.
Yeah. Fourth and a long way.
Yep.
5-10. Anyway, it looks like you're going to punt. It looks like, but this is when you empty your bench if you're the Raiders, because you got your starters.
Yep.
The game is in hand. You don't want to get anybody hurt.
Exactly.
Mr. Cal plays offense, defense. He's the punter.
Seven back, nice catch over his shoulder by Wall. Wall's just going to take a knee right there to 20. And that's where the Raiders will take it first and 10 with 2:32 remaining.
And Joe, the score, Buford still leading 14-13 over Grayson in the fourth quarter.
Defense sticking up for the Mighty Wolves this evening.
That, by the way, was about a 42-yard punt.
How about that? He hit another one that was pretty good. He caught it over his shoulder a while ago, so that Wall kid – kind of everything for the Raiders, isn't he, too, Gary?
Yeah.
First down and 10. Ball's right on the 20-yard line of the Raiders.
Looks like there's a few clean-looking shirts there, but it's hard to tell on this turf, you know.
Mm-hmm. Noah Stone, who hadn't been much on offense, he's that split out wide over here on near me. And got a guy, Taylor, in motion. Goes to the far side, breaks across the 20 to about the 24. I think I saw a... No, he didn't stop it. I thought he was going to say a flag, but there was no flag. The clock's going to keep going.
Joe just had heard that the interception I told you about was not Baxter. He got hurt in the first half. Get this with a bad knee.
Oh, no.
There may be the story of the game right there.
That's right.
Wow.
He got five.
Second down. 5 yards to go. 2:03. 120 seconds now.
Man, I remember Deshaun Watson's last game back 10 years ago when he got injured.
Yep.
That Tucker.
Second down, 5 to go. One wide out, Blaze Thomas up behind center. And hand off to the up back, Smalls. Smalls tried to cut it inside and gets, he's carrying a guy down across the 30 to the 33. And now we've got a timeout, I think.
I'll get this, too. Gavin Hall got injured, too.
Ooh-wee.
It's one night for the Big Red.
That'll hurt you every night. Every name, won't it, Gary, when you have two of you studs go out there and get hurt?
Yeah, Michael Nichols on that last play. So, right, and who, Mike?
Gavin Hall.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's kind of the story of the game right there, wouldn't you think?
Wow.
Yep.
Well, here's the deal now. You know, you got 90 seconds left in the game, and you don't really need to do anything else.
Right.
If you're the Raiders, and Lumpkin County's not going to stop the game.
Well, yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Thomas has done a really good job of just managing the game tonight. He's done. He's mixed up the run and the pass as the quarterback in there, and he's gone from behind the shotgun. I mean, they've just done a really good job of mixing up their play calling tonight, and there's a timeout.
Timeout by the Raiders on the far side. The one thing that I've noticed about Blaze Thomas, the quarterback, who is just a sophomore, I'll add again, he's probably been under center more than the whole season we've seen from all the quarterbacks we've seen.
Yeah, yeah.
He's done a really good job with that little counterplay that they run, not knowing who you're going to hand it to, because he's got like four guys he's handed it to tonight.
He turns around. He does almost a 360, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't know who's going to get the ball.
Yep.
But, guys, you look at the argument again, public school versus private school here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, as I was chatting with some folks there earlier, you know, we always talk about where kids want to go. And if you've got a good program established like Savannah Christian's had for a long time, or Calvary Day, or, you know, Woodward Academy, those places, kids want to go. Hey, if I'm a pretty good football player, hey, Dad, Mom, we need to move where I can play for Woodward Academy. Can we do that? You know, and that's what a lot of them will do, and they'll get there, and they get noticed. They can go on and play some college ball.
Well, and some public schools get that input, too. Now they're going to go into the victory formation.
Yep, they are. Two wideouts, but they're split in. Take the knee right there. Good sportsmanship by Coach Woodward.
Quarterback Blaze Thomas takes the knee.
68 seconds remaining. That'll be second down and 11 now. Coach Webb not going to take a timeout, and let the clock run. They'll have to snap it one more time for sure, I believe.
Yeah, and this is to their advantage now, guys, in that victory formation, because they're under center.
Yeah.
And they just got everybody around their quarterback. Mm-hmm. They don't need to worry about him fumbling. In fact, they haven't fumbled all night, have they?
No, just that one time when Lumpkin recovered it down there.
Well, I mean, from the center quarterback.
Oh, not from center quarterback. No.
Yeah, you're right. They did have that one fumble.
It's now final. Woodward Academy is defeated Gainesville 20-17.
How about that?
takes the knee right there, and that'll be the end of your ball game. As well, we've got 26 seconds left, but that'll basically end your ball game. And what a season by the Lumpkin County Indians, Mike and Gary. A storied season, one for the record books, the ages, something that these guys can really, really hopefully push to have a lot of these youngsters come on through and play some ball for them. And who leads them out? Cal Faulkner and Mason Sullins leading the troops to shake hands across the way.
Yeah, a lot of sportsmanship here on the field, and the guys when the final horn just sounded, but even before that, you saw the guys really just patting each other. I mean, from both teams, only like good game, hard fought. Savannah pulled away there in the end.
You could hear Jim Stewart say 19 seniors on this 2023 Indian team, which they'll talk about for years and years to come.
For sure, they'll be talking about him forever. And the little kids now will be saying, hey, you remember Mason, you remember Cal, all these guys, yep.
You remember your first one, your first region champ.
That's exactly right.
First Elite Eight.
Yep.
So things to be proud of if you're a Lumpkin County Indian here.
For sure.
Let's see if we can get a little something with Heath Webb. We'll bug him too much, but let's see if we can. I think
he
just spun around and got on the other side. I went through the... Yep, let me get back through the line here. Excuse me, guys.
The biggest thing is congratulate him in his second season as head coach here. What a turnaround he has made here.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, these guys went 0-10. The seniors went 0-10 their first year as a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
And here they go 12-1 to end their high school careers playing football at Lumpkin County.
I think he wants to maybe say something to the kids first, but we'll see.
And what a turnaround.
The fans, I see some of you making your way down onto the field. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that athletic director Steve Horton.
You go.
We'll shatter him a little bit and see what he's got to say to the kids.
I love it, Jim Stewart. Of course, it's against the HSA rules. He said, I think Steve Horton and Billy Kirk were saying, go down to the field.
Give them a hug.
Well, he's got to be tickled pink and proud as he can be of these kids. And as a line, as they finish up shaking hands with these guys and, you know, a guy that wasn't even kicking 2 years ago, Will Staples. I know his family's got to be beaming from year to year. You know, he finished in the top 15 in the state in AAA in scoring this year with, 50 extra points.
Here we go, guys.
Okay. Goes Heath Webb. Joining Gary Glenn down the field.
All right, we're in the huddle.
He's still talking to him right now.
Okay. So, again, the final score was Savannah Christian 42, Lumpkin County 21.
Sad because this group, this super, super special group, as it is, this unit won't be together again. And that's what makes it sad. Proud of the way you compete, just like always, man. What you've done, what we've done together with this thing is something that people said couldn't be done. And we did. And you should walk out of here with your head held high, proud of what we accomplished. Knowing that you've got a group of coaches that love you dearly and will always be here for you. No matter how much we ride your butts, how tough we are on you, I can promise you this. A group of men love you very much.
And that's what it's all about.
Be sad that it's over. Not sad that you lost. You hear me? Love you, man. Proud of you. Over, come three. 1, 2, 3.
Over.
Ladies and gentlemen, one more round of applause for your record.
That was special.
Well, Coach, you said it to your team. This is something they'll always remember. Region champs, Elite Eight, something the program had never done before. So, I mean, I know it hurts now, but in a couple of days, you think they're going to think back and kind of remember what they did?
I think they'll look back and have fond memories once the hurt of tonight kind of wears off. You know, special group of people don't want it to come to an end. You get this players, coaches, trainers, managers, everybody is so crucial to the organization, and you just don't want that group to break up, and that's what hurts more than anything right now.
On the game, you got close.
Yeah.
You got close. You never took the lead, but you got close a time or two. Then they had a lot of speed, didn't
yeah.
they?
Yeah, that's a super fast football team. Yeah, no doubt. And all over the place, offense, defense, just speed all over the place. And unlike anything we've seen, obviously. But they've got a good football team, and you know, I'm sure they'll be in the thick of it as this thing continues. But you know, just still proud of the way we competed.
What do you want to say about your seniors?
Oh gosh. A group of kids that were 0-10 as freshmen.
How about that?
0-10 as freshmen. And to finish their senior year 12-1 is pretty special. It says a lot about their resiliency, a lot about the way they compete and the way they fight, how coachable they are. And the mark that they've left on the program is something special.
And something to build on.
No doubt. No doubt. They're leaving a legacy that, you know, that will stick with this program for a long time.
And what do you want to say to these fans?
Yeah. Oh, just the fans here in this community are tremendous and support us. And I know they'll continue to do so. Super thankful for a community like this.
Coach, we appreciate your cooperation. Thank you very much.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck to you in the future.
Appreciate it. Thank
All right.
You
happy holidays. Merry Christmas
yes,
to you
sir.
As well. All right. There you go, guys. And it kind of summed it up. There's the legacy there. And a lot to build on for the future here in Lumpkin County.
Absolutely. And we got more for you. We'll wrap things up in 2 minutes here on 97.5 Glory FM.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
The Georgia High School Association is a voluntary nonprofit organization composed of over 450 public and private high schools. The GHSA administers regulations for region and state competition in 19 sports and 2 activities. Founded in 1908, the GHSA strives to promote good sportsmanship, participant safety, and fair play among its member schools. For more information, visit ghsa.net.
Opportunities are often found in the most unexpected places. Hello, this is Matt Nix with Duplicating Products, your local Canon, Savin, and HP dealer. After 48 years in business, we've seen a lot of opportunities along with some pretty big challenges. Sometimes they're one and the same. If you have an opportunity for a new business partner or a current challenge in your office, turn to us at Duplicating Products. We'll do everything possible to deliver the best solution and an honest partnership. Call us at 770-532-9932 and see us online at duplicatingproducts.com.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
And back here in the Lonega, one more time, you hear the song to Lonega being played in the background here at the burial grounds at Cottrell Field. And boy, tell me the memories you're going to have here, Joe, just the three games we have seen here. And go back to our relationship with Heath Webb, from Winderbarra to Gainesville to here. This man has fallen in love with this community.
He has, and the community has fallen in love with him. I mean,
absolutely.
You heard him right there say 0-10 is freshman. And in 4 years, they go to the state playoffs twice. They finish 12-1, make the Elite Eight this year. You know, they're 20-something in two or 20-something in three the last couple of years. Just amazing work by these guys, the effort. He's got a good stable of young guys. Now, he's losing 19 fabulous seniors for sure. And, you know, just like any team that's senior late, and it's going to hurt. And, yeah, they may take their lumps next year, but I think he's got a good group to build with, and he's got a lot of young guys, as I mentioned earlier, from the feeder program coming up.
I think he'll be okay next year because they're in the new Region 7 AAA from that standpoint, and it's going to be it'll be Region 6 AAA they're going to call it. Yeah. And you're going to have Lumpkin County, Dawson County, and White County. You're going to have Pickens. Then you're going to have North Hall and Chesity and Johnson and Greater Atlanta Christian will be the – of course, GAC is going to be the team that everybody beat, but they can't play for a region championship. So it's okay. It's going to be the public schools getting a region championship. They still got to determine with GHS what they're going to do, but I think it'll be okay next year.
You may be right there, Mike, with the guys that got back and now everybody understanding the system that Coach Webb's got in place, the young guys, and Gary's talked about with the JV team, the middle school team that's coming up, they're doing nothing but winning. So all those guys are going to continue to learn the system and grow and do better.
But don't you love it, though? Look at just the proximity of the schools. They've got North Hall and Chesapeake, County and White County. Pickens is not far away.
Right.
You can even deal with Johnson, you know, but, you know, then we'll worry about GAC later on. But I think things are really good right now at Lumpkin County.
I think it's a good situation that they're in because you're looking, you know, where your travel has been, you know, anywhere from 30 minutes to 2 hours, 2.5 hours. Now everything is basically within an hour, hour and 20 minutes of your home stadium.
And you saw the crowd here we had tonight. You may see that next year in all these region games.
You may. And honestly, when they play against these teams that are so close, you know that North Hall, Lumpkin is going to have a big crowd. White County and Lumpkin is going to have a big crowd. White and
Dawson.
And they're all going to have big crowds.
Yes.
And I look for us to have some really good games next year.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward
so
to it for this.
It'll be fun doing it. I've enjoyed working again, obviously, with you guys this year. We've been able to carry Lumpkin, you know, the last 3 weeks in the playoffs. We had some good games during the season, had North Hall, and we just had some good football this year.
And we got one more to go, too.
Yeah, we do. We got the FCA game coming up on the 14th of December. That'll be the East-West game, and we'll carry that one for you on the 14th from Lakeview Academy.
Yep, coming tomorrow here on 97.5 Glory FM. College football starting at 1:30 with the Panther pregame show as Georgia State plays Old Dominion for Norfolk, Virginia. Dave Cohen and Harper Lavelle bring you the play-by-play. Then Monday night college basketball from Dahlonega as the University of North Georgia women will play host to Catawba. Coming up at 6 p.m., we'll have the play-by-play from the Nighthawk Sports Network with Craig Corbin and Lee Glenn. Then Tuesday night, high school basketball with Joe and I, as we'll be at North Hall as Jefferson takes on North Hall. Then next Friday night, Joe will be working with a different partner. I'll be in Tampa listening to the game as it will be North Hall and North Oconee next Friday here on 97.5 Glory FM. Special thanks to our Lumpkin County sponsors, Bill Mills at Mills Fuel Service, Steve Stringer at Stringer Insurance Agency. Thanks to them for being a part of our broadcast of Lumpkin County football. It's been a great season. They finished 12-1. Savannah Christian will now head to Columbus. They'll take on Carver next Friday night in the semifinals of the Class AAA State Football Playoffs. Final score, once again, was Savannah Christian 42 and Lumpkin County 21 for the entire sports team at 97.5 Glory FM. For producer Nathan Landy back in our studios in Gainesville, for Gary Glenn and for Joe Gailey, I'm Mike Warford. You've been tuned to high school football on 97.5 Glory FM. Good night, everybody.
This has been Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Tonight's game is brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Duplicating Products, Riverside Pharmacy, EMC Security, Siphon Logistics, and by Autry's Ace Hardware. Join us next week for more great football action on Friday Night Football in North Georgia. This has been a sports presentation of 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ Radio.